December 15th when you use a My Alaska Air account. Visit AlaskaAir.com for details. I'm Rick Cruz in the KFI Traffic Center.
KFI News Time 101. An infant has been found dead inside a dumpster in Sylmar. KFI's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Police say a newborn baby girl was found around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Two people digging for recyclables in the trash founder. Lieutenant Dennis Shirey says it's still unclear how the baby died.
Well, from what I saw, I didn't see any outward signs of trauma.
The coroner's investigating. The dumpster where she was found is located outside of an apartment complex. Apparently, the two people who found her had been there earlier this morning, but didn't notice anything then. The apartment complex is equipped with surveillance video, and the lieutenant says that may be used to help track down the mother. Jessica Rosenthal, KFI News.
A man accused of stabbing a woman at a Motel 6 in Ontario is also accused of killing another woman whose body was found in the suitcase in his motel room. Police say Mark Thomas started a conversation with a woman at the pool, then stabbed her six times. Corporal David McBride says when they arrested Thomas in a motel room, they found the suitcase.
Her body was not badly decomposed, so it looks like the homicide was somewhat recent, somewhat fresh.
Mike Bride says the woman appears to be in her 20s. And 21 dentists across California are accused of ripping off Medi-Cal.
They would perform unnecessary procedures and operations on Medi-Cal recipients and then would bill the Medi-Cal system for it.
The state attorney general spokeswoman Hallie Jordan says they charged Medi-Cal $4.5 million for bogus work. 20 of 21 dentists were arrested and charged. Forecast and George Norrie next. KFI News Time 102.
Are you ready to do dating the right way? My name is Jeffrey Burns, and I created the only system out there connecting people by the telephone or the internet into one giant dating network. The problem with other dating sites is that thousands of impersonal text messages are sent out and deleted because, let's face it, text has no personality. On One Special Love, we have found that a lot can be learned from the sound of someone's voice, making it easier to connect. With One Special Love, you can use your computer, your cell phone, you can call from work or call from home, and you can pick up your messages or mingle with thousands of members who are on the network. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com. In the last 7 years, I have personally received over 400 wedding notices and thousands of thank yous. I am totally convinced that this is the best way to meet other singles. Call 866-614-7777. 614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com.
If you know about diabetes and heart disease related problems, you've probably heard about Enhancelin. Clinical studies have shown that Enhancelin's all natural ingredients can significantly reduce blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides. Thousands of people have used Enhancelin with success. Here's Larry Franchetti of Miami, Florida.
I was very skeptical in the beginning, but then after about 30 days, I saw results, big results. It reduced my blood sugar levels. I don't wake up with that sick feeling that I did before. I feel great. I feel like my old self again. It does work, and I think you should give it a try.
Take one capsule before meals. It's that easy. Enhancelin quickly helps lower blood sugar levels and decreases both cholesterol and triglycerides. Call now to order Enhancelin. 1-800-704-1523. Call today and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-704-1523. That's 1-800-704-1523.
California Deluxe Windows. Bottom line, the best window I have ever seen. If you're thinking of replacing your windows, you don't want to air condition the outside of your house this summer, and it's time for new windows, you have to call the folks at California Deluxe Windows. I've never seen a window of this quality for this money. It's a medium price window, not the most expensive, not the cheapest, but the quality is astounding. I've never seen a window that is manufactured to these standards, that's built this well, that operates this efficiently, that insulates this well, that cleans this well. And by the way, they even custom install it. They trust no one else to install these windows because of security aspects and simply because of the quality of the window. These are great people. And if you ask for the Bill Handel special and you make a purchase on the first visit from the folks at California Deluxe Windows, you'll get an additional $1,000 off your purchase. Minimum purchase required. Ask for the Bill Handel special, 866-988-5100, 866-988-5100.
I'm Skip.
And I'm Steve.
The Robbins Brothers.
And we're talking to Richard and Dorothy.
Was there some kind of chemistry there immediately?
After the third day, we were kind of new.
I think after 3 days.
3 days,
Ever since then, it's been very wonderful.
And how did you feel when you went in store?
I had a really positive experience. When I talked to David Lee in the Glendale's Robin Brothers store, he was just wonderful. He focused exactly on what I wanted, gave me a very high-quality diamond. He gave me a wonderful price. So, I mean, it was such a great deal. I said that, you know, this is a great diamond. It's a great price. How can I say no to that? And I also like your warranty.
A lifetime warranty without being charged for it.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen that before anywhere, so that in itself is of very high value to me. The high level of service and the good quality and the value that you get is very tremendous.
You find Robbins Brothers in Canoga Park, Glendale, Torrance, Montclair, Fullerton, Mission Viejo, and San Diego.
Robbins Brothers, world's biggest engagement ring store.
Southern California weather from KFI. Clouds tonight, but then, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Highs in the upper 70s, the beaches, upper 80s to mid-90s inland. And now it's 68 in Irvine, Seal Beach 62, Palmdale 57. It is 63 in Hollywood. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 107. I'm Sam Botta, KFI News.
Heartland of America, the gateway to the West. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Open lines this hour. By the way, another special mention to WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. They are online now, the monster station in the Midwest. Good to have you with us. And next hour, Jonathan Goldman, how certain sounds influence physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions. And he's going to take us on a little ride. Well, the next time you get your checkbook out, at least in another month or so, and you write that check, you will not get that canceled check back. Now, I know you're probably saying, what is he saying? Well, listen to this. Now, while critics of a new federally mandated check processing system for banks set to go into effect next month are highlighting what they see as serious downsides for a lot of Americans who write checks every day, the companies who are helping financial institutions comply with the plan are confident that it will benefit both the banks and you. Now, last year, Congress passed the Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act, which was driven by the Federal Reserve. Supporters note that the plan passed both houses of Congress unanimously. It goes into effect on October 28th and represents the very first major change in check processing since 1957. Now, though the plan was first conceived in 1999, the legislation gained momentum when the 9/11 terrorist attacks grounded planes for several days, causing delays in getting checks back to the banks of origin. Now, rather than sending each customer a statement along with all the checks written in the month, banks will begin using image replacement documents, or IRDs. Under the new rules, an IRD will be considered a legal equivalent of the original check, which in most cases will then be destroyed at a bank or other than one that it was drawn from. The law does not require the receiving bank to keep the original for any length of time. So if you've been used to getting your checks, not going to happen. Now, there may be a bank or two out there that decides to do that and send your checks back, but by and large, most of them just will not send them back anymore. Everything will be able to see it on the Internet, on their website. Well, a video showing a British hostage pleading for his life was posted on an Islamic website on Wednesday, hours after U.S. officials confirmed that a second American hostage was slain this week. Now, here's a quote. To Mr. Blair, my name is Ken Bigley from Liverpool. And the man said this in a very grainy videotape. He goes on to say, I think this is a possibly last chance. I don't want to die. Please, please, release the female prisoners that are held in Iraqi prisons. Please help them. I need you to help me, Mr. Blair, because you're the only person now on God's earth that I can speak to. Please, please help me see my wife, who cannot go on without me. The speaker wore an orange jumpsuit, the kind that kidnappers in Iraq have put their hostages in before killing them. Now, he sobbed in the middle of his message, and he wiped his forehead. This entire video message, by the way, can be seen on Doug Hagman's website, HomelandSecurityUS.com. The FBI has confirmed that the body found today, by the way, in Baghdad, is that of U.S. citizen Jack Hensley. And they claim that the State Department spokesperson condemns in the strongest possible terms this despicable act of terrorism. I never thought, and I talked a little bit about this last night, I never thought I would advocate the use of implanted chips in people, but I do now in certain cases. And I know some of you may say, oh, George, we're going to open up a huge can here if we do this. But I do believe that every soldier in Iraq or at any battlefield that we go into, and any worker that is working there should be implanted now with these special chips, especially the kind that can be tracked through satellite. Therefore, if for some reason a person got kidnapped, we might not be able to get there in time to save them, but at least we know exactly where this despicable act was being done, and maybe we could take out those people or do something in a much quicker sense than we can do now. But I do it. I now advocate the use of trackable chips in soldiers and people who are working in Iraq, and I would hope that somebody up there in the government is listening, because if we're going to stay there, we're going to have to do something with these barbarians who are there doing what they're doing. By the way, I got an email from Alice Levy today, and this has to do with Dr. Roger Lear. Now, as you well know, Dr. Roger Lear is a podiatrist, and he has been taking out implants from people that he claims some of them could be alien implants. Well, Dr. Lear, according to Alice, was discharged from the hospital today. He is home, tired, doing okay. He is not a candidate for surgery, so medication is all that can be done for him. He still suffers from congestive heart failure, and he must rest, although he says he wants to go back to work on Friday. That's Roger, always working. And, of course, Roger is a longtime guest of ours and of mine here on Coast to Coast, and we wish you the best of health, Roger, and get well quickly, would you? Deadly Hurricane Jean, by the way, could head back toward the United States and threaten the storm-battered southeast coast, including Florida. When does this end? This could happen as early as this weekend, according to forecasters. It was too soon to tell where or if Jean would hit, but forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami warning residents now from Florida to Maryland to watch the storm with 90-mile-per-hour winds. The new forecast track increases the threat to the southeastern coast of the United States. Some computer models had Jean curving out to sea and missing land. Others, though, have it hitting the United States on Saturday or Sunday. Jean was blamed for more than 700 deaths in Haiti, where it hit over the weekend as a tropical storm and caused flooding. It had been moving out to sea, but it appeared to be looping back toward land. And remnants of Hurricane Ivan swung back into the Gulf of Mexico and now threatens to develop into a tropical storm on a path westward towards southwest Louisiana and Texas. A Hurricane Hunter airplane flying into the storm on Wednesday to gather data on the possibility of it getting stronger. By late Wednesday, the remnants of the storm seas up several feet, posing a threat to fragile barrier islands and their beaches on the Louisiana coast, and forced some offshore crews to head home. 36 petroleum-producing platforms and drilling rigs idled since September 13th because of Ivan remained shut. And we track them all. So you've got Hurricane Jean, you've got Hurricane Carl, parts of Ivan can come back, and you've got Tropical Storm Lisa all out there on the Far East Coast. In Rome, a woman was killed when a nearly 7-foot-tall metal crucifix fell on her head in a small town in southern Italy. She's 72 years old. She was walking in the main square in the village of a small town when the crucifix toppled from a monument being restored for a religious celebration. What a strange story. A Malaysian man shot and killed his wife after he mistook her for a monkey picking fruit in a tree behind their house. 70 years old, he went and got a shotgun and shot her right there. His wife had raised with him 13 children. She'd used a ladder to climb into the tree and was picking tropical fruit when she was shot. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, an ex-zoo director dies after suffering 1,000 insect stings. A retired zoo director is dead. He was stung 1,000 times by European yellow jackets. He fell into their nest from a ladder while cleaning windows at his home. He had cardiac arrest, remained in a coma, was not able to get resuscitated. Remember the story we've been following about the lady, another Malaysian woman that wanted to set a world record by living in a room full of scorpions? Well, she has done it. She has spent 33 days in a glass box crawling with 6,000 of them. She wants to continue to stay in there for at least several more days, so she will. She's been stung a couple times. 6,000 scorpions spending 33 days in a glass box. They allowed her to get out for daily 15-minute bathroom breaks, and then she had to go back in there. I mean, who would want to set a record like that? And an email in from Lila, it said, "My dad passed away 6 months ago, George, and last night my mother said that she had a visitor in her bedroom who awakened her. He looked real, was wearing a flannel shirt, dark pants. He was kneeling. She couldn't see the face, but the figure was as real as you and me. The figure didn't stay but just a few moments and vanished. Any significance here to these apparitions wearing flannel and dark pants?" Well, I don't know. It might have been your father. And remember the movie Space Odyssey, 2001, A Space Odyssey? eBay, apparently, is selling HAL 9000, the computer. I kid you not. The starting bid is supposed to be $150,000. And here are the phone numbers. We've got open lines for you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721. And the wild card line is 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. How would you like to feel years younger in weeks? There's proof that the effects of aging can be slowed down and even reversed with HGH, human growth hormone, something I've been talking about for a long time. The incredible age-reversing benefits of HGH, and according to thousands of articles, higher HGH levels can help you look and feel younger. That's why people take Ultimate HGH, which is a natural formula to help boost your body's own production of HGH. William of Buffalo, New York, wanted to take Ultimate HGH so he could improve his energy and stamina. Also, though, it's used to build up an immune function, Ultimate HGH. And when you order two bottles of Ultimate HGH, you'll get number three absolutely free. These are huge bottles, and that's a tremendous savings off what you pay for comparable products. And with that order, you'll also get a free book on HGH as well. So call this number, 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627. 1-800-557-4627.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Come on, guys. Call now for your free month supply of Avacor. Call 1-800-475-1420. That's 1-800-475-1420. Wouldn't it be great to have more hair? Call 1-800-475-1420. 1-800-475-1420.
The perfect combination of raw talent and total insanity.
Phil Hendry, tonight, 7 to 10, KFI, AM 640, KFI.
And welcome back to Coast. We've got open lines for a lot of people reacting by a fast blast to my thoughts of putting implants, trackable implants, in soldiers and in people that are working in Iraq and some of those other dangerous areas. Let's go to the phones. Let us go to the wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You are on the air. Hi there.
Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing just fine, man.
Great, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just kind of disturbed over these beheadings, you know. God dang it, man. It ought to be something the United States, as much technology as we got, I'm going to do something about that, man.
I tell you, it is barbarism at its worst, and I don't know what we can do for it. Except what I've just recommended, and that's maybe get some of these implants in people so we can at least find them as soon as we realize they're missing. Now, I don't think we're going to save a lot of lives this way, but at least we'll know where some of these thugs are hidden away.
I agree, man. They need to do something. That is just, I've seen that on the internet today, and that is just so sad, man.
Well, and what's so tragic, too, is these people are alive. You know, if they want to send a message, a sick message, you know, at least, you know, don't make these people go through this horror. I mean, give them some humane death, for crying out loud.
Exactly, man. That's just terrible. One guy was just, I mean, I don't mean to get in graphic detail there, but I mean, he was just screaming, and they just started cutting his head off, man. I mean, it made me so mad. If I'd have been there, I'd probably shot them guys. It just upset me that bad.
You know what I find interesting, too, though, is the people who have gone through this horrible tragedy, they've got to know what's going to happen to them. They seem to be so calm, you know, while they're there, sitting there. I couldn't do that. I mean, I'd be up there fighting to my last, even though your hands are tied and things like that. I wouldn't permit myself to get kidnapped without at least going down with a fight.
I agree with you. If I'd have been sitting there like that, I'd say that. Now, we're both sitting here saying this, but, I mean, it could be totally different for the people that are sitting there about to happen to them. But I surely wouldn't have been sitting there like that, not doing anything. I'd have been jumping up and down, kicking somebody.
Especially from the moment, and again, like you just said, it's easy for us to say. But, I mean, if they break into my room somewhere and try to kidnap me, I mean, I'm either going to get out of there or I'm not going to get out of there, but they're not going to take me out alive.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd rather die that way than die the other way.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm a horn for you, man. I'm a truck driver listening on XM Radio.
Okay. All right. Be safe.
Here it goes.
You got it. Okay. That verifies who you are. West of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, George?
It's going well. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Well, welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. It's a great honor to talk to you. We used to listen to you all the time. But I understand, you know, you're interested in time travel.
Yes, very much so.
And I am a time traveler.
Oh, you are?
Well, traveler. I've done it once.
And the future, or did you go back into the past?
No, I'm here visiting for the future.
And how far out were you? What year?
30-30. Sorry, I got to be careful about what I say.
How come?
I'll get yanked right away for saying anything.
Are they monitoring you right now?
Yeah, you get monitored the entire time.
All right, so...
And I paid a lot of money to come out here, so I'm not going to screw it up by...
Let me ask you something. Can you tell me why you came back to this time period?
Entertainment purposes.
Entertainment?
It's strictly entertainment to come back and just be nostalgic.
Let's see, 30-30. So you came back about 1,000 years. What were you looking to be entertained with?
Just being here. I mean, it's hard to explain. To you, it's like if you could, like, hang out in the old West days.
If I could go back into time, I think I'd go back to the, the infancy of the biblical period. I mean, I'd love to see Noah's Ark, for example, and things like that.
Yeah, there's a cutoff period.
What do you think of us?
This is my favorite generation ever. You know, back before I came at home, I have all the stuff from this generation. You know, like I said, I used to listen to you on the old tapes and Art Bell.
What is your very favorite thing about this time period?
I don't know what I can say, but the food, of course.
Is it better than...
Everything is like, I don't know, like the, it's hard to explain.
Is the food better than what you had in the year 3000?
Well, it kind of changes a little bit from what you know.
And how long are you going to stay with us?
I have 7 days.
7 days and then back you go. Now, do others keep coming?
Oh yeah, all the time. It's like vacation on cruise lines.
So this is like a futuristic company that you pay a fee to, and then they send you.
I paid a lot of money. The money is a relative because you want to understand, like, the amount.
Oh, no, that's something that's 1,000 years out. If you look at it in pure inflation, I bet you probably paid a couple $1,000,000 just to come here, and that's probably like $40 today. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Pretty interesting.
Joy. Hey, yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Good to talk with you.
This is Brian calling you from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Hello, Brian.
What's going on? I wanted to talk to you about these hurricanes.
Well, man, they just don't stop.
It's crazy. I was listening to the weather report tonight, and they were talking about Ivan. And we got a lot of flooding from both Francis and Ivan.
Right.
Because we're downstream from the mountains, so all of our lakes flooded, and it was a mess around the lakes and stuff. But apparently Ivan went up and crossed over our, you know, the mountains here in North Carolina and went back east, back into the Atlantic.
And is coming back, maybe.
Well, from what I understand and from what they showed on the radar tonight, there was another system that actually pushed Ivan back down the coast because he was out in the sea, so it didn't bother the coast any. But it came back down the coast and right back into the Gulf, and the remnants of it is sitting about 280 miles southeast of Houston, about 185 miles from...
Well, and what they say is exactly, it's going to probably threaten the Louisiana coast.
And, right, and I believe they have it categorized now as a tropical depression.
You're right. It is a tropical depression.
At 11 o'clock, they had the winds at 50 miles an hour, sustained winds. It's the first hurricane or tropical storm in history to do a complete loop like that.
Yeah, most of them, once they hit land and then they keep going, they dissipate and they're gone. This thing is coming back. I mean, it's coming back with a vengeance. It's almost as if it's got a mind of its own, and a very, very dangerous situation. Well, open lines continue this hour. If you need to ever reach me, a couple ways you can do that. First of all, we have a fast blast system. And you can get to that and register by going to coasttocoastam.com. Now, if you want to email me, that's simple, too. You go to george@coasttocoastam.com. At the top of the hour, we've got a very special guest tonight, Jonathan Goldman. He is a writer, musician, and teacher, but he's also an authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He has sent us a couple of these CDs, his tapes, his music. And we're going to give you an opportunity sometime tonight to listen to that. Very, very fascinating sounds. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Want to time travel? Go back to past shows on Streamlink. Sign up online at coasttocoastam.com.
In the KFI News Center, and Secretary of State Colin Powell says his condolences go out to the families of two Americans beheaded in Iraq this week.
We deeply regret the loss of these two men who went to help the Iraqi people. And my heart goes out to their families when I consider the manner of their death.
But he says you can't negotiate with terrorists, and you can't give in because that'll just give them incentive to do it all over again.
My name is Ken Baker.
Kenneth Bigley is the British man kidnapped with two Americans last week. They've both been beheaded. In a video that's airing on Islamic website, Bigley begs British Prime Minister Tony Blair to save him. He also says Iraqi women prisoners should be released. That's the demand from the terrorist. And a group called the Free Muslim Coalition Against Terrorism wants Muslims to speak up against the beheading.
Most Muslim leaders in this country and abroad, all they do right now is go on the defensive, unwilling to recognize that we have a problem, and accuse anyone of pointing this problem as being anti-Islam, and we believe this in itself is a problem.
The
group's president, Kamal Nawaz, says as long as Muslims don't say anything, terrorist groups like Hamas and Al-Qaeda will think they have full support from the rest of the Muslim world. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 1:31. I'm Sam Botta in the KFI News Center.
Traffic presented by Lexus Dealers.
I'm Rick Cruz in the KFI Traffic Center. Glendale, 2 North Pass Mountain. A vehicle is possibly slammed into a pole of some kind. Linwood, 710 North at Imperial Highway. A two-vehicle accident is blocking the three right lane. Baldwin Park, 10 West Pass 605. Investigation continuing. It's a SIG alert. And if you're traveling on towards LAX, 405 North, at around Century to La Tierra, there's roadwork there in the left lane. Traffic report is brought to you by Plumbers, your Plumbers Furniture. Visit Plumbers Furniture, where you'll find furniture for your home and office that is beautifully designed, finely crafted, and truly affordable, with seven Southland Plumbers locations to serve you. I'm Rick Cruz in the KFI Traffic Center.
We'll handle more.
I'm here to help mankind. That's why I'm here in the morning, to edify, to entertain, to...
Thanks so much.
You're welcome very much. That's me, you know?
Bill Handel, this morning, 5 to 9.
On KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The House of Imports is staying open until midnight so you can take advantage of huge model year-end discounts. Save on all 2004 Mercedes-Benz vehicles now through Sunday. Plus, the House of Imports has special discounts clearly posted on over 3,000 new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Bring us the best deal you can find, and let's compare prices. You'll understand why we say nobody beats the house.
Nobody beats the house.
This Friday and Saturday, the House of Imports will stay open until midnight, so you can take advantage of huge model year-end discounts. Hurry to the House of Imports. We're 30 minutes or less from anywhere in L.A., Orange County, or the Inland Empire, where the I-5 meets the 91 freeway in Buena Park.
House of Imports, 1-800-Mercedes. Nobody beats the house.
Nobody.
Or tuts or chemical peel.
The breasts on the hands are totally real.
L.A. County had a bear. E-I-E-I-O.
It's the realest thing to hit L.A. since the body parts you were born with. The L.A. County Fair. With more rides, animals, free nighttime concerts and stuff for you and the kids than any county fair in North America.
L.A. County had a bear. E-I-E-I-O.
Weren't no tofu anywhere.
E-I-E-I-O.
No counting carbs are trying to be thin.
We call our diet the Beckins.
L.A. County had a fair. E-I-E-I-O.
So laugh it up now and Botox out the laugh lines later. September 10th through the 26th at Fairflex. The L.A. County Fair. Kinder.
Simple. Save big on admission and unlimited carnival rides with a Carl's Jr. Mega Pass at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants.
Multiple personality disorder never sounded so funny.
Phil Hendry, tonight, 7 to 10, KFI, AM 640.
Somewhere deep below the earth, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. To reach George from west of the Rockies, dial 800-618-8255. From east of the Rockies, dial 800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach George by dialing area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach George by dialing your in-country Sprint access number and pressing option 5. Then dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
I wanted to read a few of these fast plus that have been coming in about my thoughts about trying to get some kind of trackable implants in soldiers and people who are working in Iraq. Rudy writes from Torrance, California. George, I understand your reasoning about placing implants on our soldiers. However, terrorists knowing this would find and remove implants at the time of abduction, making such implant not practical and torturous to the soldier indeed. Tina in Texas from Dallas writes, Mr. Norrie, when you know that your life is probably over in a few minutes, you become very relaxed. It's almost as if your soul takes over and you are resigned about what is about to happen. Very calm. I hope this explains some of the men's behavior in Iraq. And others went on and said, the terrorists will probably, if they know that an implant is hidden, for example, in a hand, would cut off the hand. In that particular case, you know, one would rather lose a hand than a head, I'm sure. And again, I don't believe that we would probably be able to save someone. I don't think we could get there fast enough, but I do believe we would know exactly where the individuals were, and we might be able to at least get into that neighborhood, surround that house, and do whatever we had to do. At least something's got to be done about this particular situation. Let's go to the phones west of the Rockies. Let's get you started. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, fine. Where are you calling from, sir?
Missoula, Montana.
Sure thing. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to give you a little piece of information here. We had a plane crash here Tuesday afternoon.
Ooh. What kind of plane?
It was a single-engine Cessna 206 going from Kalispell, Montana, to a small back strip carrying a bunch of Forest Service employees.
Oh, that's sad.
The plane went down, and they did an aerial search all day yesterday, and they found the airplane, and they confirmed that all five people on board had been killed. Well, this afternoon, they were sending people out on the road to get to the crash site, and two people came walking up, and it was actually two people from the airplane.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's miraculous.
Well, and the thing is, you know, they had already contacted their family members to tell them, you know,
oh,
that they had been killed. And so here they are walking up the road. And so it was on the news tonight. There's, you know, you got to imagine getting that phone call saying, hey, wait a minute, they're alive.
Those, yeah, well, you know what, I surely feel sorry for the families of those that didn't make it, but
absolutely,
my gosh, the excitement, the euphoria,
yeah,
for those families to get told again that at least two of them are alive. I mean, that's got to be something.
Well, it's, yeah, and there's some family members who I guess are actually en route here right now to supposedly go to a funeral. You know, they don't even know that they're alive yet. So there's still some people who are going to be awfully surprised here in a few hours when they get here. So,
you know, I've been on a little Cessna, little planes,
sure,
in the past. You know what? I'm a little skittish about being on those. I mean, I fly a lot on the big ones, the jumbos and everything else, but these small engine planes, I don't know. How about you?
I'm a private pilot myself, and that's, you know, what I fly. And, you know, it depends on the terrain you're flying over. A lot of, you know, we got a lot of mountainous terrain here. And I'll tell you what, there's some times when you look down and you wonder where would you land if you had a problem.
Yeah. Now, in this particular case, what was the weather like? I assume it was clear, right?
You know, actually, this particular day, they think it was weather-related. There had been some storm activity in the area, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. They're still investigating it, but it looks like it's probably a weather-related incident.
Well, an act of God saved those two, I'll tell you that.
Two of them got away. That's definitely something good to hear.
Okay, thanks for the story.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's go to our east of the Rockies line here on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, where are you? Who
Michigan.
Are you? Michigan. Whereabouts?
Farmington Hills. Actually, originally from Farmington Hills. I go to school in Escalante.
You know, I used to have a house at 13 Mile in Middlebelt. You know where that was?
Really? Yeah?
Sure did.
In Michigan?
I sure did.
Why'd you move? The weather?
No, I went from Michigan. I went to Minneapolis to
uh-huh.
be a television news director.
Uh-huh.
And then from Minneapolis, I went to St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
And I still have a lot of friends and family back in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's where all my family is, here in Michigan. That's great.
Farmington Hills was a great spot. Anyway, what's on your mind?
I was listening to one of your shows a couple weeks back, and it was about shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
And something that my mom told me and something that your guest said really, like, stuck out. My mom told me that when we moved into our new house, I'm almost out of college, and this was when I was a freshman in high school. She told me that, just recently she told me this, she didn't tell me why we were still there, but she told me that when we moved in, sorry, I'm really nervous and excited, but when we moved in, that one time she was in the bedroom and had the doors open, and she saw something, a shadow moving across the hall, very slowly, and it was like a group of three of them. And I just, you know, blew it off and thought, well, it was probably like the streets near the cars from the street, you know, making shadows. And then she also told me that the next night that my dog was just standing right in that spot looking at the wall.
He knew better.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, you're still kind of crazy, you know. But then she told me that also another incident, she was sleeping and thought that she felt something around her or staring at her. And when she opened her eyes, she said that there were these shadows jumping around like monkeys. And she said she literally thought that they were like overgrown monkeys with red eyes. And now your guest on the show, or I'm not sure if it was him or a caller.
It was a caller, yeah.
Said that it was monkey-like. And that's what really stuck out to me. And I was like, okay, maybe she's not losing it. So, not only that, but, like, your guest is saying that it comes from, like, the negative vibes that we have. And it was around the time my older brother had just moved away to college, so my mom was depressed about that. She also thought that my dad was cheating on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I was really depressed because I, you know, was going into high school and we had just moved, so, you know, I was very upset about that. So, let's see. Oh, you know, so, like, I was having problems with my dad, too, because he's kind of, he was pretty abusive when we were growing up. So it didn't stop until I was probably a junior in high school.
So there was a lot of tension in your house.
Yeah, and not only that, but, like, the family that lived there before us, they were very weird, very negative, horrible people. The whole neighborhood would tell us, like, terrible stories about them and how horrible they were. So I don't know. I kind of believe her now that I listen to your show, and I was just wondering, like, do you have any input?
Well, I'm convinced that whatever these entities might be, they're coming from a not-so-friendly type environment. I think they're coming from another dimension or some kind of a parallel universe. But you are right about one thing. They seem to be surrounded by depression or anger or negativity, and a lot of negativity. And, you know, if we had to do a private study with people who've just called in with shadow people stories, I bet most of them have had some kind of negative thing surrounding them or in the room or just around the environment that helps create some of these entities. I mean, we're beginning to see a pattern here. Back in a moment.
This is KFI.
Millions of people who've never even set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You just can't afford not to have it. But affordable health insurance can be hard to find, particularly if you're a hardworking entrepreneur or if you're working for a company that doesn't offer benefits. Fortunately, the Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. Call today at 1-800-413-9400. More than likely, they have a plan that fits your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't pay the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless. So call 1-800-413-9400. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest. Their home office is located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. That toll-free number again is 1-800-413-9400. This coverage is not available in all states. Call today, 1-800-413-9400.
Zip, 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 gotta fill her up. Fill my tank to the brim. with a Pullman. Yeah. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock Drive-In. Sit back. Feel it, baby. And be on the way. Don't drive yourself crazy. Head for the Diamond Shamrock Drive-In. Sit back.
When you're sick of bad diets and letting your scale dictate your mood, then step off that scale and into the Cortislim life. You hear success stories everywhere, people raving about Cortislim. Isn't it time you join them in exercise, nutrition, diet, supplementation, and Cortislim? Step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Order two bottles of Cortislim and take $20 off. $20 off two bottles. Call 1-800-QUICK-07. 800-2-UICK-07.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, it'll be a lot of time.
Uh-oh.
All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Keeping families together.
Dr. Laura, today, noon to 3, KFI, AM 640. KFI.
Another interesting fast blast, this one from Len in San Diego. It says, George, you don't even have to put the implants in people's bodies. Just put one in the heel of every military and civilian shoe that leaves the country. And for God's sake, let's not tell anybody about that. Well, that might work, too. Absolutely. That could very well work. You know, they will probably, you know, take their shoes and strip them down immediately. But, you know, again, that may be a way. And again, the effort is not really to save the hostage. Unfortunately, I don't think we can get there fast enough, do you? But it's really to find out who these lowlifes are out there and to take them out eventually. And that's what I advocate. Let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You are on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. Appreciate your show and all the things you've done over the past. I had to make a comment about Steve Carell. I really appreciate his information and what he's done over the past. I personally came back from Iraq a few months ago, and the thing Steve does is really excellent. I wanted to bring up your point about the chips. I think it's a really good idea. I personally would do that just for the safety and what's going on over there. I also think that people need to understand and complain about this is about oil, but I think more so this is about religion, and there's a bigger picture of this that most people don't understand, that the Islam religion is the largest in the world, and we're facing a lot of wars that are going to be coming up based on religion, and I think what we're doing in Iraq is a necessary thing to protect ourselves here in this country, because this is growing larger and larger. And I also think with the beheadings, these people are barbaric. And Zakari, days are numbered. Guarantee you, we're going to get that man.
Oh, I, you know what? I'm convinced we'll get him before we get Osama bin Laden, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this man is well, right now, he's right in the scopes now. And you know, I'm sure some of his agents are probably listening to this show, and they can pass it on. We're going to get that man soon. His days are definitely gone.
Thanks for the input. And by the way, tell me, what did you do in Iraq?
Well, with all due respect, I really cannot say. That's more of a security issue.
Understand. Yeah. What else did you want to say besides that?
Well, that was basically. I just wanted to bring the point out that, you know, people should support our president right now and what we're doing. We're here to protect the country, and that's what this is all about.
Exactly. Hey, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Let's move on to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi, my name's David.
Hi, David. Go ahead.
I think the chips is a good idea. The only problem is, one, they would probably spot the chips. Two, it would be hard to find the location after the chips had been disposed of, because they'd probably be easy to find. And my third concern was, how would we get the chips out afterwards? Because we don't, I just don't want the government knowing where I am all the time. And in regards to an earlier caller, the one that's from the year 3030,
yes, sir.
I'd just like to say to him that, like, I've never time traveled, so I shouldn't be one to judge. But I have read Shakespeare, and language does change a lot over time. And I doubt very much that he's down with our slang and down with the show as he thinks he is. So,
well, I don't know if language would change that much. We have been speaking, English for how many years now? You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So what's another 1,000 years, for example? I think that would stay the same. I find it fascinating that they'd want to come back to the year 2000 for a little entertainment. I also wouldn't mind going to 2012, but the fact that he said he's a time traveler from 3030 tells you that maybe we got past the 2012 problem and we kept going, and that's kind of a good sign. Next up, let's go east of the Rockies. You are on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi,
George. I just can't believe I'm on the air with you. I'm calling from New Brighton, Minnesota, and my name is Pat. And I remember you when you were here.
That was 1978.
Yeah.
You remember that long?
Yes, I remember you. Yes. I know that I'm not talking about what you're talking about now with the chips, but I was wondering if you had heard from that boy that was cutting himself, because I've wanted to call for so long about kids that cut themselves, and my daughter was doing that last year, and she was put on antidepressants, and then she got more depressed, and so she started cutting herself. And cutting herself means that she wanted to commit suicide.
Oh, my.
So that's what I was wondering if you'd heard, or if there are any other parents out there that just to really stress that children, she's going to be 14, she's in eighth grade now, please don't put him on antidepressants because it makes him more depressed.
You might remember that we put him on hold and we got his phone number. I called him about 4 days later.
Yeah.
And I talked to him, and he was he answered the phone, and he must be doing okay, because I said, "Hi, this is George Norrie. How are you?" I remember I talked to you on the air, and he said, "Oh, yeah." He says, "I'm having a party. Can you call me back?" I guess he's doing okay.
Yeah, okay, because I was just, real concerned. I know that other parents have called in about that, and, she does have ADD, and she doesn't like the medicine she doesn't like the mood that she gets in when she's on that medicine. So we're kind of watching her right now, and she's not on anything, but they thought that she was real depressed last year, so they put her on it, and boy, that made her even worse. So.
I know that. I'm not an advocate of putting kids on drugs.
No, and if there's anybody out there that knows anything that would let you know or email you or anything about any other type of therapy besides medicine, I'd hope that you would just kind of mention it or whatever, or I could email you and then you could email me, because I just don't like the medicine at all. So
I tell you what we'll do. I think we'll have Lex and Lex monitors a lot of different websites and things. Maybe in the not too distant future, Lex, we can do some posting on some information that would help some people and some families. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Well, we don't have a lot of time, but you're up. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good morning. Just a suggestion. I haven't heard it on the air as of yet. Is to take the implants if you're being abducted or an act or incident, take them orally, just to swallow something like a microchip or something.
You mean just for the moment, huh?
Just for the moment. Well, it'll keep you there until you digestive system goes to work, you know?
Yeah, or, you know, maybe put it in a ring or something where it's hidden. You know, maybe getting it implanted in you isn't the greatest idea, but I do think we need to do something.
But like an oral thing, like back in the Cold War days when, you know, the suicide pills or something, you know, just something like a pill form. With a chip inside the pill.
Well, you know, the problem is I think that these kidnappings are happening so quickly that they probably wouldn't even have a chance to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, go ahead.
That was that's the only suggestion that I could come up with because something really, really has to be done.
Oh yeah, this is to a point.
I wouldn't even call this. This is. I'm not old enough to really remember, but. I know the Viet Cong did some barbaric things to our veterans, but this is like, it's so graphic. They're just putting it right out there on the TV.
I mean, these people are so immersed in trying to get us out of Iraq that they are now reverting to doing this to innocent civilians. And, of course, their tainted view of why we are there and their tainted view of why some of these people are there, many of whom are there to help rebuild Iraq, by the way, infrastructure-wise and everything else. And they're getting the brunt now along with our soldiers. So I do hope somebody at the Pentagon and those people responsible at the State Department listen to this program tonight.
Subscribe to After Dark. Call toll-free 1-888-727-5505.
This is KFI.
Maybe it's not the coffee. Are you 50 years of age or older? Are you waking up during the night and having difficulty getting back to sleep? Do you end up feeling tired and fatigued? Is this lack of sleep affecting your concentration and the quality of your life? If so, you may be suffering from sleep maintenance insomnia. California Clinical Trials, a research facility, is conducting an important medical research study on an investigational medication for sleep maintenance insomnia. If you are suffering from these symptoms and are otherwise healthy, please call California Clinical Trials at 1-888-CC-TRIALS at 1-888-CC-TRIAL to see if you qualify for this study. All study-related services are at no cost to you, and you may be compensated up to $1,450 depending on your level of involvement. Enrollment is limited, so if you or someone you know would like to participate, call now to see if you qualify. Call 888-CC-TRIAL, 888-228-7425, or visit cctrials.com. California Clinical Trials, finding answers together. 1-888-CC-TRIAL. Have you thought about trying Viagra but don't want to talk about it with your family doctor? Maybe it's inconvenient or just too much time and hassle to make an appointment. Well, now you can order Viagra for as little as $6 per dose over the phone. Or try the all-new Levitra and Cialis. Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals in just minutes over the phone. Answer a few confidential questions about your health. Your information will be reviewed by a physician, and upon doctor's approval, your product will be shipped discreetly to your home or office. No prior prescription needed. Order Phentermine, Ambien, Soma, and many more the same way in just minutes over the phone. It's easy, convenient, and completely confidential. Are you now buying Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis on the Internet? Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals, and they will meet or beat any legitimate U.S. Internet pharmacy prices, or your prescription is free. This is a limited time only offer, so call now. Call 1-800-407-6252. That's 1-800-407-6252. 1-800-407-6252.
What does it take for you to learn?
Stimulating.
Crazy ass Muslim fundamentalists.
Talk radio. Southern California's KFI. News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
A baby has been found by people digging through the trash. I'm Sam Botta. This is the 2 o'clock news on KFI. A body of a newborn baby girl has been found in a dumpster in Sylmar. Police Lieutenant Dennis Shuri says the baby was apparently left in the bin outside an apartment complex sometime yesterday.
We've got this narrowed down to like a 5-hour period.
that we're looking sometime between 9 o'clock this morning and 2 o'clock this afternoon.
He says the baby was found by two people who were looking through the trash for recyclables. He says now investigators are trying to find the mother. Here's the search criteria. They're asking people who live in the area if they know of a woman who is pregnant, is not pregnant anymore, and has no baby to show for it. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, presented by Lexus dealers. Here's Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
Baldwin Park, 10 West Passes 605. Siglert has been cleared. All crash and crews are out of lanes. All lanes are open. Sherman Oaks, 405 North. Before the 101 East, there's a crash on the right shoulder. Linwood, 710 North at Imperial Highway. Two-car crash blocking the three right lanes. This report is brought to you by KCAL 9. Catch an exciting new season of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with TV's biggest cash prize, plus an all-new Lifeline. Switch the question now on KCAL 9, weeknights at 7:30 p.m. That's traffic on KFI.
KFI News Time, 201. In better news, a nine-month-old baby who desperately needed a heart is getting one at Loma Linda Medical Center.
When he told us the good news, oh, I just burst out in tears. I mean, I've never been that happy in my life.
Baby Manuel's mother, Elodia Torres, says when doctors asked to see she and her husband, they expected bad news because...
Yesterday they told us that he had blood clots around his heart. And his left lung had collapsed.
Manuel is having heart replacement surgery as we speak. His father is on emergency leave from Iraq. And your phone bill could be going up. Some consumer activists blame SBC. SBC owns most of the phone network in California. And it's asking Public Utilities Commission people to make it more expensive for smaller providers to tap in.
Who does that hit? It hits small community-based companies that are based in towns and cities in California and are there to serve the specific needs of the people in those towns.
The Utility Reform Network's Regina Costa says regular people will be hit with higher costs, but SBC says that's not guaranteed to happen. The commission could vote on the issue as soon as today. We'll check the forecast and more. George Norrie is next. KFI News Time 202.
The lobsters are coming. It's the 9th annual Redondo Beach Original Lobster Festival. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 24th through the 26th at the Seaside Lagoon. 3 days of live music, dancing, food, and fun with live Maine lobsters flown in fresh daily and prepared in the world's largest lobster cooker. Dance to live music all weekend long. Friday night is singles night with the Royal Crown Review. On Saturday, see Dick Dale, the father of surf guitar. And on Sunday, don't miss Paul Revere and the Raiders. It's fun for the whole family with carnival rides, two stages, huge dance floor, fabulous food court, beach bars, and family fun zone. It's the 9th annual Redondo Beach Original Lobster Festival. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Seaside Lagoon, 204 Fino Way in Redondo Beach. For tickets, call 310-937-5555. That's 310-937-5555. Or check us out online at lobsterfestival.com. Brought to you by Bristol Farms.
Short people change. Outfits. A new season means new fashions, and fall looks so very, very nice. I just love how good things come to those who shop. Way to shop. Love to shop? Then you don't want to miss Macy's Fall Sale. You're going to love all the new fall fashions. Save 30% on fall coats for her. So much to choose from. Fine jewelry for her is 50% off. For him, save 25 to 30% on sports shirts. It's definitely time to stock up and save. Plus, the entire stock of Charter Club sheets are on sale. Find great savings throughout the store for you, your family, and your home. You'll also save an extra 10 to 15% on most sale and clearance purchases with your savings pass. Hurry in to shop Macy's Fall Sale. There's something for everyone, and you'll love all the savings. Macy's, way to shop.
Have you ever flown first class? If you have, you're spoiled for the rest of your life. You'll never fly coach again without resenting it. That's precisely the same feeling you get once you try DSL. Once you use a DSL connection for the computer, you'll never look at dial-up modems again without saying, what am I doing? And DSL Extreme offers DSL for $26.95 a month. It used to be $50 a month for this service. $26.95 a month for DSL. You don't wait for downloads. You're always online. As a matter of fact, you never tie up the phone lines. You get great spam protection, no setup fee. The modem is free, 24-hour free tech support. And when we talk about instant downloads, they're almost instantaneous. It's astounding how fast it goes. 10 email addresses, 10 websites, all the bells and whistles. DSL Extreme, $26.95 a month, available in most areas, 866-2-GET-NET. DSLStream.com on the net, 866-2-GET-NET.
Following are the basic contest rules for KFI AM 640. All entrants to any KFI contest agree to obey the rules of the contest. All prizes must be accepted as awarded. Inability of winner to accept the prize will result in forfeiture. If the prize includes travel, lodging, entertainment, or a special event, winner is responsible for all taxes, expenses, and gratuities. Winner agrees that the acceptance of any trip ticket as a prize from KFI AM 640 does so entirely upon their own initiative, risk, and responsibility. Winner will let KFI AM 640 use their name, voice, and or likeness for promotional purposes. No purchase necessary. KFI AM 640 retains the right to amend these rules and regulations at any time for any reason. Full contest rules available during regular business hours at the offices of KFI. KFI AM 640 is located at 3400 West Olive Avenue, Suite 550 in Burbank, or on the web at KFI640.com.
This is why political human sacrifice is so important, because many Republicans can get away with saying, I am firmly opposed to illegal immigration. And the little voter just turns around and walks away. Sounds good to me. He's a Republican. Must be against illegal immigration.
Dreyer is a liar, and that's why he's going to get fired.
Or retired.
Please set that to music.
We're going to retire and fire Dreyer's the liar. You like that?
Yeah.
John and Ken today at 3
on KFI AM 640.
A more stimulating talk radio.
Southern California weather from KFI. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s. The beaches, upper 80s to mid 90s. Inland is 68 in Fullerton. Seal Beach 62. 64 in Pasadena. 63 in Hollywood. And KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 207. I'm Sam Bada, KFI News.
Live from somewhere deep below the earth, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
You know, the world's oceans are now so saturated with noise that whales and other marine mammals are dying, according to biologists. The United Kingdom's Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society is launching a campaign called Oceans of Noise out there to tackle what it says is the increasing problem of noise pollution. It says key sources of undersea noise are the search for oil and gas and the use of low-frequency military sonars. It says that the evidence that the noise is causing hearing loss in whales, dolphins, and porpoises, injuring them and causing them to strand themselves, and it is sometimes killing them. It also believes excessive noise is seriously interfering with the mammal's ability to communicate with each other. In a moment, our guest is Jonathan Goldman. Talk about sounds, healing sounds, right here on Coast to Coast AM.
Traffic presented by...
Well, it's things like the weather alert that make the CC Radio Plus stand out among portable radios. And right now, when summer storms are ripping across the country and going back and forth, it's a good time to remember that along with the best AM reception, the CC Radio Plus also has a weather band that gets its feed directly from the most advanced weather tracking organization in the world, that's NOAA. And when inclement weather is heading your way, it will actually alert you and give you enough time to take action. Combine that with the radio's awesome reception and its unbelievable runtime of more than 250 hours on a fresh set of batteries, you've got yourself a reliable radio to keep you informed and entertained year-round. You can order your CC Radio Plus for $164.95 right now at ccradio.com, or you can call the Sea Crane Company at 6:30 in the morning Pacific time at 800-522-8863. The number again for the CC Radio Plus is 800-522-8863, and it's up to you. Click on ccradio.com or call 1-800-522-8863, and every order gets a free Sea Crane catalog. Are you looking for the ultimate in healthy prostate support, urinary function, and sexual health? If so, then Super Prostate Formula may be for you. We're so confident that you'll be happy with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for the free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and be on your way to optimal prostate health. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-603-7277. 1-800-603-7277. That's 1-800-603-7277.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him?
Something fishy there.
But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Jonathan Goldman is a writer, musician, teacher. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in filmmaking from Boston University and a master's degree in the independent study in sound healing from Lesley University. He's the director of the Sound Healers Association and president of Spirit Music. Jonathan is also the author of several books and has written numerous articles on the therapeutic and transformational uses of sound. As an internationally acknowledged master teacher and award-winning composer, Jonathan facilitates healing sound seminars at universities, hospitals, holistic health centers, and expos throughout the United States and Europe. For more than 25 years, Jonathan Goldman has worked with expanding awareness of the power of sound for healing and transformation. Recently, his focus has expanded to the use of sound to affect and enhance global consciousness. That's an interesting project all by itself. Tonight, our guest, Jonathan Goldman. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Great, George. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, a lot of people have been trying to get into your website. Have we cooked it? if the server's a little slow right now?
The server is a little slow indeed. Your incredible audience seems to have caused the website to slow down a bit. So if they can't get on tonight and there's all sorts of great information, well, you know, it'll be there tomorrow. But have them try tonight. And I have an interesting story for you about what may have happened with regard to that. But let's continue our conversation, then I'll get back to that.
And I would have said, oops, I'm sorry we did that to you. But you will also find that over the next several days, people will continue to visit you. So if it's a little slow tonight, it will open up indeed. I have always been fascinated with the harmonics of sound. It's something that you got interested in a long time ago. How did that happen for you?
The actual story about how I got into the harmonics of sound was kind of interesting. It was about the very early 80s, and I was at a conference in Washington, D.C. that was full of various scientific people and spiritual people on the same stage. It was called Healing in Our Times. And there was a man by the name of Pir Vilayat Khan, who was head of the Sufi order, and he was talking about healing with light and sound. And it was really, really an amazing talk that he gave. And at the end, I was in the audience, and there probably were thousands of people there, and I'm literally jumping out of my seat, waving my hand, and he refuses to call on me. So at the end of his presentation, I basically make my way through all the people in front of him, and I say, Pir Vilayat, is there a major relationship between sound and the chakras and the body? And he looks at me and says, yes, but I believe the major relationship has to do with harmonics. I said, oh, great, thank you. And I walked away, and I smiled, nodded my head. But, George, the reality was that I didn't really have a clue what harmonics were at the time as a guitar player. I knew that playing guitar, you could tune your guitar by working with harmonics. So I thought that perhaps Pir Vilayat was telling me that if I tuned my guitar, it would be healing. But I thought there might have been something else going on. And I literally walked into this bookstore and heard a recording of some harmonic singers and began from there. The door just opened and I began to investigate the, if you like, power of harmonics, and in fact wrote a book called Healing Sounds, which was subtitled The Power of Harmonics.
Later, next hour, we're going to play a number of cuts that you have provided for us, Jonathan. Fascinating, indeed. And we'll talk a little bit about that next hour. The story that I had right before you came on talked about how noise sound in the ocean is playing havoc with whales, porpoises, dolphins, and really just throwing them way off. So on one hand, sounds can be very helpful and healing. On another hand, they can be pretty destructive as well, can't they?
Oh, for sure. And, I mean, what's going on with the dolphins, the whales, and the extremely low frequencies that are being utilized by probably the military for various purposes seems to indeed be wreaking havoc with the nervous systems of our, you know, cetacean friends, the whales and the dolphins. And, I mean, if you think back to biblical times where they talk about the story of Joshua and his men going around the walls of Jericho, and then they make a great shout, and the walls came down. What happened, basically, with that one was that the resonant frequency of the walls probably were matched by the people making a sound using their voice, and there they used it destructively, because sound is an extraordinary energy, and how it's used depends upon us. It is an energy that can be used for positive measures, or, of course, it can be used for less than positive measures, and it really depends upon our purpose and our attention.
What is it about sound in the universe, Jonathan, that makes all this happen, this resonance, that a vibration and sound? Why is it happen this way?
Well, George, I mean, it's really interesting, because if you begin to look into the tenets of most of the major spiritual paths on the planet, you have within that an understanding of the world, life, the universe, and everything, as a matter of fact, being created by sound. Whether it says in the beginning was the Word, or the Lord said, let there be light, light preceding, actually light following creation of sound, or in the Hindu tradition, in the beginning was Brahman, with whom was the Word. You have in all these different traditions the creational myths occurring through sound, the power of sound, and it seems as though from a perspective everything in the world is created through sound. I'd like to suggest that sound is a waveform, okay? It travels as a wave, and we hear from around 16 of these waves per second to around 16,000. That's our, you know, if you like, range of hearing. 16 to 16,000, very, very deep sounds, are very slow-moving, and very, very high sounds are fast-moving. But perhaps tonight, and maybe for the rest of our lives, we can begin to perceive of, indeed, as the ancients said, not a Brahman, the world is sound, because our friends in the ocean, the dolphins, can receive and project sounds upwards of 180,000 cycles a second. That's over 10 times our ability to hear sounds. And yet, to dolphins, they're able to really receive and encode information that's much, much greater. So as Pythagoras and all these great mystics and spiritual teachers said, everything is in a state of vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to planets and distant galaxies moving around suns. They're all moving, and they're all ultimately creating vibration. So everything is sound.
Jonathan, what is it about sound that hits someone's ear and it sounds pleasant to them, or it's nice, yet someone else might hear the same thing and they might not like it? Case in point, of course, music of various generations. The younger kids like it. The older parents do not. They consider that to be noise, where the other kids consider it to be great music. Why is there a difference like that?
That's a really interesting question. I'm smiling because I'm remembering when I, you know, put on the Beatles or Elvis for the first time, and, you know, parents and
cringed.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, you know, nowadays a lot of folks will, you know, listen to the music and go, that's not music at all. But I think one of the things, of course, is you know, the nervous system of the individual. I mean, young folks, their metabolism, their nervous system is very, very different than people as they get older and older. For example, and I think we're going to be hearing an excerpt from this later, I did a recording called Chakra Dance that was designed basically for young people to dance to. And it's something that is very, very powerful, with very, very, it's very, very rhythmic. And it's not something that I can personally listen to when I'm trying to sit and be still, because the dance rhythms, if you like, affect my nervous system, my heartbeat, my respiration, and I really need to move. But yet I have people, 20 years old, 25 years old, 15 years old, and they go, oh, it really relaxes me. And I find it very, very interesting. But we have to be aware that we're all unique vibratory beings, first of all, and our tastes and likes and dislikes are all very, very different. And this, of course, involves music as well. And particularly when we're younger, our nervous system, our metabolism, everything is very, very different than as we get older. Does this make sense at all?
Sure does. Now, do you think sound can be used to move things, levitate things?
Well, there's a great quote from the New York Times some years ago, and I just love it. It was, sound shaped into dazzling tool can make, break, rearrange molecular structure and levitate objects. So there they were talking about ultrasound, which are sounds that are very, very high frequency, but sounds being able to actually indeed move objects. And then that brings us to the concept of, well, perhaps the pyramids. Some people, you know, listening may have either, you know, heard of the pyramids and the stones being used, being moved by sound. And there are actually stories, George, of this explorer who went to Tibet in the 1940s, and he filmed these monks who were basically chanting over these giant rocks, and the monks were actually able to levitate the rocks and place them in a monastery that was on top of this hill. And apparently he filmed it, and then the film promptly got confiscated by the French government and was never released.
Oh my God, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yes, and you know, I have a friend who's a scientist who actually figured out the frequencies that were supposedly used via the story that was told, but of course,
yeah.
I personally have not seen, I've seen a lot of things with sound. I've not seen levitation with it.
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Oh,
right?
It doesn't mean it doesn't exist at all. And, you know, one could really get off there and perceive that at different times. So there may be people in indigenous cultures right now making sounds, levitating rocks. And, you know, if they could hear this recording, they'd probably be laughing, going, boy, those Westerners don't know a thing.
Can one person create the sound to move things, do you think, Jonathan? Or does it take, like you just said, a group of people, example, all these monks, chanting together in unison?
That's a very good question, George. I don't know. My thoughts would be that it would probably be easier with a group of people, or at least two people, because with sound you get a synergistic effect. You get sort of 1 + 1 = 3. So that if two people are there and they're creating an energy form, in fact, when the that New York Times article talked about the beams, they actually used two different beams coming from different sides to lift the rock up. So I think you probably might need two people to do that. I think probably one person could reduce the gravitational field of the rock. I don't know if you have ever tried this, but there's a sort of a party game where people get around a chair and then they basically think the person being very light, and then they lift them
up with their fingers. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a group of people, and I think there are a few things going on there. But one of the things going on is the fact that the consciousness of the people, they create, if you like, a consensus consciousness that basically affects the gravitational fields.
Do certain sounds make certain things happen?
Oh, I think most definitely certain sounds make certain things happen. I think part of that has to do with the sound, and I think part of that has to do with the intention of the person making the sound. I think in my book, Healing Sounds, I created a formula which was frequency plus intent equals healing. Now, frequency, as we talked about, is the actual sound itself. Intentionality is the energy behind the sound. If you like, it's the consciousness that we put onto the sound. This may seem a little bit strange to some of your listeners, but in reality, sound can be a carrier wave of our consciousness, and in fact, we can actually project different types of energy onto the onto a sound. I'll tell you how I came up with this idea, George, was that I was actually researching many, many different systems of using sound for healing. And I basically was at the time, I was at Lesley University in a master's degree program, and I was accumulating all this research from various scientists and spiritual people who had been working with sound to either resonate the chakras, which are the energy centers of the body, or else specific organs, or else working with specific conditions. And it was very, very interesting because the results of the work was that the that they were positively, beneficially, you know, helping the organs or the imbalances in the people. But the thing that was very, very confusing to me was that everybody was working with a seemingly different system of sound. And I remember sitting in a state of really intellectual angst in front of my computer. It was a DOS system, so that tells you how old it was. And you know, I had my head in my hand going, oh, my God, how can this be? How can this be? And basically, I sort of heard a voice say, it is not only the frequency that affects the sound. It is the intention of the person creating the sound. And I wrote down, frequency plus intent equals healing. And since that time, I have, like, shared this formula with so many people, and they're like, yes, that's it, that's it. And it seems to be, you know, it's almost as though this concept of frequency plus intent, or another way of looking at it would be a vocalization that's making the sound vocally plus visualization, that's the energy that you put into the sound, equals manifestation. What are you trying to create from the sound?
Can sounds, Jonathan, be used to control people, certain sounds?
You can certainly control people, yes. There are ways of using sound that will, first of all, change the, if you like, the pulsations of the brain. This was actually discovered in the 1970s by a fellow by the name of Robert Monroe, who found out that two slightly different frequencies induced into each of the different ears would basically cause the predominant lobes of the brain to entrain or begin to vibrate to that frequency. So in other words, if you had, for example, let's say 100 cycles per second in one ear and 108 cycles a second in the other ear, there's an 8-cycle-a-second difference, and the predominant lobes of the brain would begin to vibrate to this 8-cycle-a-second. I use that as an example, but it's really just the difference between these two tones. So you can begin to cause the brain to, if you like, go into different activity. When I first presented this in the late 80s to this group of scientists, it was actually the International Society for Music Medicine. It was in California. We had a meeting, and I did a presentation on sonic entrainment, the ability of sound to affect brainwaves. The very first question that was asked was this German doctor who asked me, he said, isn't this brainwashing? And I said, well, I don't really know if it is brainwashing per se, but it's something that it's important for you to know about. The reason I don't know that it's brainwashing is because brainwashing is it's like putting specific manipulative functions for an individual to carry out. This type of activity is basically just changing the state of activity of the brain. So in other words, here, I'll make this easier. If just being in a certain state of consciousness basically meant that we were all okay, we'd all be enlightened, George, because just by watching TV, most of us go into a very deep alpha state of consciousness. So it's not just the consciousness, you know, the activity, but it's what we're doing. It's what our intention is.
All right, Jonathan, stay with us. When we come back, I want to ask you about HARP. This is a huge apparatus up there in Alaska. It's the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program. And if sound does have an ability to control people, this past weekend, Art had a tape of the sound of HARP that was given to him by a friend. And I want to ask you if perhaps they might be beaming sounds toward us for control purposes. I never thought of that before until now. I'll be back with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
KFI News.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
I'm Sam.
Ambata in the KFI News Center. The U.S. general in charge of military operations in Iraq says he knows who's to blame for the kidnappings and beheadings of two Americans and the kidnapping of a British man.
We have had a lot of good effect against the Zarqawi network in the past several weeks. We'll continue to work against them as long as it takes.
General John Abizade says the U.S. will find the leader of the group.
I wouldn't want to say one way or the other that we're closer to him personally, but we have had good effect against his network. We're going to keep it up, and we'll take it apart piece by piece.
British hostage Ken Bickley is on video begging for his life. He said this is his last chance, and British Prime Minister Tony Blair is the only one who can help him.
Please, please release the female prisoners that are held in Iraqi prisons. Please help them.
Bigley's kidnappers killed two American hostages already because there weren't any women prisoners released. Bigley was kidnapped last week along with the Americans, Eugene Armstrong and Jack Hensley. President Bush says he hates the violence, but he says he knows where it comes from.
They cannot defeat our military. The only thing they can do is behead people and try to shake our will.
The president says the terrorists hope the kidnappings and beheadings will make Americans question whether we should even be in Iraq. And CBS has been fined a record $550,000 for the Janet Jackson Super Bowl halftime fiasco.
The fact that Viacom promoted the halftime show before it aired as one that would be shocking gives credence to their culpability. Unquestionably, Viacom consciously took the risk.
SEC spokesman Richard Diamond says 20 CBS-owned and operated stations were fined up to $27,550 each because of the wardrobe malfunction. If you remember, Justin Timberlake exposed one of Jackson's breasts when he ripped off part of her top on national TV. KFI is the talk station that has live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. At 2:31, I'm Sam Botta in the KFI News Center.
Traffic presented by Lexus Dealers.
I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center. Santa Clarita 5 South past Cal Road is the driver going north in the south, northbound in the southbound lane. Linwood 710 North at Imperial Highway. Two-car crash, straight to the shoulder. Tustin 55 North before the 5. Full lane blocked by a crash. One car facing the wrong way. San Clemente 5 South at Barcelona. This road work and that off-ramp is closed for the night. This report is brought to you by the Metro System. Quit wrestling with traffic. Go Metro to work. With four rail lines and over 200 bus routes, Metro can take you to the office no matter where your office may be. Plan your trip, visit metro.net. KFI is the top station with the most frequent traffic reports for Lexus dealers. I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
A 24-hour chef, 24-hour security, 24-hour help, 24-hour kitchen, 24-hour maid service.
Who needs a 24-hour chef?
Yeah, and 24-hour, Marlon Brando does. And 24-hour boys.
We're not intimating that.
No. It doesn't matter because he can't sue me now. He's dead. No. Dead people can't sue you for slander.
Bill Handel, this morning, 5 to 9.
On KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Auto insurance.
Hi, yes. I had a car accident. Everyone's fine, but I need to fix my car. I'm at 5th and Main.
Okay. There's a repair shop at...
I can choose where I take my car, right?
Yes. Where would you like to go?
I want to go to Fix Auto, please. You know, Crash Auto, Fix Auto.
Why Fix Auto?
Well, I've been to a Fix Auto before. They're a network of new generation auto body shops, ones that meticulously repair each car with a lifetime warranty. We're talking the best professionals in the business, and they cater to each customer. With towing services and car rental available, I can continue every day without missing a beat. My car is a big investment. It needs to be repaired by a shop that is truly committed to my car and me. That's why I need to go to Fix Auto.
Okay, the nearest Fix Auto is...
There are several Fix Auto locations throughout Southern California. To find a location near you, call 1-800-INFO-FIX today. Available 24 hours a day, it's easy to remember. Crash Auto, Fix Auto. Call 800-INFO-FIX. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX today.
Sherry and Marisa, Skip and Steve's wives.
For Robbins Brothers, world's biggest engagement ring store.
Today we're actually here at a Robbins Brothers store. If you've been disappointed by the slim selection in those mall jewelry stores, then you should see what we're seeing right now.
Thousands of diamonds and rings.
Let's look over here.
Hey, Sherry, wait for me.
Here at Robbins Brothers, it's like 20 jewelry stores all rolled into one. No matter what your budget, you're sure to find the ring of your dreams right here.
Absolutely. Look at all these rings. White gold, yellow gold. gold, platinum, probably the largest selection of loose diamonds in the free world, designer rings, and master goldsmiths who can help you create your own ring. It just goes on and on and on. An endless array of the most beautiful romantic rings. Marisa, I could stay here at Robbins Brothers and look at rings all day, but it would probably take us a year to see them all, though. Steve has rubbed off on you, hasn't he? Baby, after 25 years of marriage, you bet.
You'll find Robbins Brothers in Canoga Park, Glendale, Torrance, Montclair, Fullerton, Mission Viejo, and San Diego. Robbins Brothers, world's biggest engagement ring store.
Bridging the gender gap.
Dr. Laura, today, noon to 3, KFI AM 640.
Live from the Gateway to the West, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, next hour we're going to play some of the sounds and CDs provided to us by Jonathan Goldman. You're going to hear some incredible sounds. I'm telling you, absolutely staggering. And we're going to continue our dialogue about healing sounds and why it works, including harmonics, in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
This is KFI.
Well, did you know the average person carries poisons in their body and that these poisons are continually released in the bloodstream, causing a variety of symptoms such as decreased immune function, chronic fatigue, and dangerous diseases? That's why I recommend Dr. Teplitsky's Super Detox Program. It's a four-step program to help completely cleanse your body of toxic poisons. It removes stored toxins in the organs, killing yeast and parasites, and replenishes healthy bacteria. It will make your body clean, vibrant, and healthy. And when you buy steps 1 and 2 of the Super Detox Program, you'll get steps 3 and 4 absolutely free. And you'll also get a book called Dr. Teplitsky's Detox for Life. It's a $20 value, and that is free. When you call 1-800-447-9323, it's guaranteed to work for your money back, and it's not available in stores, so call now. 1-800-447-9323. Buy steps 1 and 2, get steps 3 and 4 absolutely free, and the book. 1-800-447-9323. Well, if you don't get a good night's sleep, there's a high likelihood that you're sleeping on a mattress that just isn't any good. Select Comfort has the Sleep Number bed, and it will help you sleep. Because millions of Americans struggle with the quality of their sleep every night. Are you or your sleep partner one of them? If you're looking for a better way to sleep, here's the answer. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed is simply the best bed that I've ever slept on. I keep my number at 70, and with a Sleep Number bed, you control how firm or soft the mattress will be, and that the setting is your sleep number. The key to all of this is the comfort of air, dual air chamber technology, air contours that support your body. Call 1-800-390-9100. Why? Well, you'll get a video or a DVD, your choice, and a brochure, and all the information you need to look at the model sizes and prices, and it's the bed that you'll keep for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, it's got a 20-year limited warranty. Call 1-800-390-9100, 1-800-390-9100.
Wow, this is big. Save big on all your tobacco products by ordering directly from Big Indian Smoke Shop. You save big with Big Indian because your order comes directly from the Seneca Nation. Tax-free. Really low prices and no tax means you save, well, big.
But wait, we can't tell you how low these prices are. The man won't let us. But you can check out the lowest tobacco prices in North America.
Get your tobacco products at the lowest possible price. Call Big Indian at 1-800-898-9040, 1-800-898-9040, or go to BigIndian.com and save big.
By the way, thanks for helping me move these boxes.
No problem. Glad to help.
Oh.
Hey, go ahead. Put another one on there.
Okay, but careful on those stairs. Oh, you can't even see.
Hey, you leave that to me. Just tell me when I'm getting close.
You're close.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Broadcasting icon.
Rush Limbaugh, today 9 to noon, KFI AM 640, KFI.
And welcome back. I'm George Norrie, along with our guest tonight, Jonathan Goldman. Jonathan, there is something in Alaska called HARP, which they have been beaming frequencies, all throughout the atmosphere, and we're trying to still figure out exactly why they're doing it. But might it be used for mind control, for control, if indeed there is some sound to it? And we've heard some clips of it. Art played some of them this weekend on his program.
Yes, boy, it's interesting. I was listening to the clips, and I was really trying to see. I'm a little bit, if you like, aware of sounds and the effects of sound. I was really trying to perceive if I detected anything really, you know, nasty about it. And I have to tell you, George, that I personally didn't. I've read and heard lots of theories about HARP and HARP potentially being used to project different frequencies that could control the masses or even individual people. I didn't actually feel it when I listened to those recordings, and I have to say that we're constantly being bombarded by frequencies all over the place, whether they're microwave frequencies or radio frequencies. There are all these different frequencies that we're constantly being bombarded with that we are unaware of, and that's why I think it's so important that if indeed something like HARP or something we don't know about is being projected at us, that we learn how to, if you like, shift and change our vibrational field using sound, and particularly our own self-created sounds.
Your book is called Healing Sounds, The Power of Harmonics. So yes. Tell me about that word, harmonics. What does it mean?
I have something pretty interesting to tell you, George. And with regard to harmonics, first of all, harmonics are the sounds within sounds. Whenever we hear a sound that is created, it's actually creating a multiple sound, a simultaneous sound that's going on. And the other sounds that it's creating are actually geometric multiples of the number, making it very easy. Harmonics are the color of sound. So that, for example, they create the timbre or the color of a sound. They're responsible for making different instruments sound like the specific instrument. Why does a piano sound like a piano as opposed to a violin sounding like a violin when it's basically the same note, the same frequency is being heard, but the harmonics within them are very, very different. And I have found that vocally created harmonics, that is, a human being can learn to create different vocal harmonics, and I'm going to demonstrate this hopefully for you in a moment. And these vocal harmonics can be used to do all sorts of things, to resonate the brain, to resonate the body, to resonate the nervous system. In fact, if you go to your website, there are a couple of pictures on it that have a picture of me. It's heat thermography, which is basically measures the skin temperature, but ultimately is an indication of the organs underneath the skin. And there's a picture of my head with the heat thermography before I had done this chanting, and then we have the last picture. There are actually a few others that are on my website, but there's great, great differences in the coloration that occurs, showing that the skin temperature changed. And the woman doctor who took these pictures, I was at a conference one time, and she was doing heat thermography to prove that music could relax you. I said, you want to see something interesting? And I basically made these harmonic tones. And a couple of months later, she called me back. She said, I finally developed these. We have never seen such rapid changes in skin temperature. What were you doing? Were you actually doing visualizations? I said, no, I was actually projecting the harmonics to different portions of my brain. But, George, I have to tell you this. The sound that I was using for this is the sound Nuri.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, the word Nur, or Nur, or Ner, depending upon the language, is actually a word for light.
Yes.
And when I teach people in my workshops and whatnot to do that, we actually do a visualization where the sound goes through the roof of the mouth into the pituitary pineal area and opens it up. And if I can just give you and your listeners an example of what this might sound like, would that be okay?
Do you have it with you?
I'm going to do it right now live.
Okay.
Okay?
You got it.
Okay, so this is a vocal harmonic.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that?
That was just me doing it, yeah. And I wish you felt the way I felt right now, because that was an extraordinary thing. I think all sorts of endorphins and neurochemicals got released from that, and you get very much of a blissed out feeling from it. So not only is it kind of interesting.
Well, let me ask you something, though, Jonathan. Who does it benefit, the person doing it or the person hearing it?
Well, it certainly benefits the person doing it, and if I was, I'm not sure about, I'd like to suggest that on a lot of my recordings, when I do the recordings as a, for want of a better term, as an artistic harmonic thing, then it's very, very beautiful and pleasing to listen to, and they have proven that these vocal harmonics, when you listen to them, can do all sorts of things from stimulate your brain, charge the brain, also cause deep relaxation, et cetera, just by listening to it. So basically, everybody can be benefited from it. Of course, depending upon how it sounds. That one was, you know, very, very pleasant for me. I don't know what it sounded like coming through the air at this particular moment in time and space.
I was studying research, too, years ago about music and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of researchers believe that music like Mozart, when played in a room with sleeping babies, would help them. And as a matter of fact, would say that their IQ would probably go up once they became a little older. Do you believe that?
Yes, actually, a good friend of mine has written a book on that. And what the research seems to really indicate is that any sort of oral stimulation that isn't too distracting seems to be really, really good for whether it's neonatal infants or even just being able to study and take tests, etc. So if you listen to music that is not too distracting, with, you know, I find personally, you know, these days, you know, something that anything that's got really too much of a lyrical content makes it get, you know, I get pulled away. I love listening to music, but I can't work with that type of thing. So, you know, more ambient music with tones here and there, and Mozart's great, Bach's great, and there's also a lot of music that is just, you know, purely instrumental that seems to have lots of benefits as well.
Does it seem that once this music is played, people tend to feel better, act differently?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting. We were talking before about music affecting your brain waves. Well, music affects your nervous system. It affects your heartbeat. It affects your respiration, your breath. It affects your brain waves. And very, very basically, slow music causes your heartbeat, respiration, and brain waves to slow down. Fast music causes it to speed up. And so very, very simply, if somebody is stressed out, it's probably really good for them to be using, you know, almost the sonic equivalent of Prozac or Valium or something like that, some slow, very, very relaxing music. But if you need to be stimulated, it's really good to have really fast music. So, for example, if it was 3 o'clock in the morning, which I'm sure in certain places it is, and I was really tired, I might want to put on some really, really fast music if I was trying to drive home, as opposed to some much more relaxed music, because
right.
I want my heartbeat, respiration, and brain waves to be sped up. The same thing with loud sounds. Loud sounds really trigger what's called the fight-or-flight response, so that our autonomic nervous system, our heartbeat, respiration, brain waves all begin to speed up as well. And we were talking about noise pollution before. You know, you actually began the show talking a little bit about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact is that really loud sounds, whether it's a lawnmower or, you know, a car horn, really have some destructive effects upon ourselves, upon our nervous system. And years ago, they did demographic studies of two different populations, one that was in a very pastoral setting and one that was near a airport with loud planes coming in. And
mm-hmm.
that... those people who were near the loudness had a 60% higher incidence of stress-related illness, which, of course, includes everything from heart attacks to, I mean, you name it.
You would think they would tune out those bad sounds, but I guess the brain, being like a tape recorder, absorbs it, hears it, even though the conscious mind may not, huh?
Yeah, and also, I mean, you know, if you're ever in New York City and you see lots of people walking around with headphones, sound goes into our bodies. It goes not only into our ears and into our brain, which it does, but it also goes into our bodies and into our cells. It's actually absorbed into our cells in that manner, which is one of the ways that sound can be used to heal, of course, is actually to project a sound into the physical body or the etheric body. So it can be detrimental or it can be positive, depending on what the sound is. We need to remember that sound is an energy form. Remember I said it can make, break, or rearrange molecular structure. If it can do that, then potentially, first of all, any condition can be healed, but we're talking about an energy that not only goes into our ears and into our brain, but actually goes into our cells and our DNA and everything like that.
The sound of a fan has always been relaxing to me. Do you find that the case?
I think it, you know, depends upon which fan. If the fan is kind of rubbing against something or whatnot.
No, it's that slow hum
right.
sound.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And, actually, sometimes when I'm in an airplane and, you know, you have the jets going and I'm sort of going, it's a great thing because it creates a drone and I tone against it. Of course, you have to be, you know, really into sound to enjoy that. But nobody else, you know, people won't be hearing it either, so it's a lot of fun, you know.
Why is the sound of rain, for example, so relaxing?
Well, it's really interesting, but it's been speculated that a lot of nature sounds seem to really not only be relaxing, but they seem to work within a bandwidth that is called the Schumann resonance, which is the supposedly the electromagnetic field of the Earth, of the ionosphere of the Earth, could almost be perceived of as being like the aura of the Earth, and that's about 8 cycles per second. And it seems like a lot of nature sounds, whether it's the sounds of the ocean or rain or whatnot, seem to resonate with that frequency.
The some restaurants will use sound to get people eat, to make
mm-hmm.
them feel hungrier.
Yeah.
Stores will play music to get people to shop quicker and to keep moving. There's a science behind all of this.
Oh, this sure is. A friend of mine says you eat to the beat, and it's really true. You actually chew to the rhythms of the music, which is why I will frequently... and I'll go into restaurants and I love, you know, George, I come from a background of being a musician, and I love music, but I really don't like to eat to really loud, fast music, because what it does is gets people in the restaurant fast and out fast, but it's not the most, if you like, beneficial and therapeutic for the digestional process. And sometimes I'll, you know, ask in the restaurant if perhaps they can turn it down a little, because frequently the people working in the restaurant are even unaware that it's going on, and it's somebody working in the kitchen, perhaps doing dishes, who is controlling the sonic environment of the whole place. It's quite amazing.
When I was younger, I would growing up in the 60s and 70s, Jonathan, you would hear these people chanting and humming and things like that. And at that time, I had no idea what the heck they were doing. I mean, you hear that and you go, what's wrong with these people?
Right.
Now, I realize that they were putting themselves in harmony, I think, with
mm-hmm.
the universe, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. I was there, too, and I, you know, coming from a background of rock and roll and whatnot, I had some good friends who were some of the... first people I knew, at least, who were into yoga and meditation, leading these group ohms and whatnot, and it all seemed very, very silly to me at the time, and now I realize that it was not only extremely beneficial, but people were changing their brainwaves, their heartbeat, and their respiration, as well as really putting themselves, if you like, into another realm of consciousness, which is where I'm beginning to... move to, or have been actually moving to within the last few years, is really how can we affect planetary consciousness with sound?
I was going to say, what if everyone chanted at the same time?
Right. Well, this is, you know, one of the things that I've, you know, I wrote the book Healing Sounds, and it's been very, very well received, and there's lots of really great information in it about using self-created sounds to resonate the chakras, the brain, the energy field, etc. But within the last few years, it's like, George, as you work with sound, you can be an extraordinary scientist, but the more you work with sound, the more you become aware of sound, the more you begin to work with self-created sounds, the more you begin to change. Your consciousness begins to change. You begin to... there was actually a scientist by the name of Hans Jenny who did brilliant work in the 1960s where he was a medical doctor, and he took plates of sand and liquids and plastics and paste, and he exposed them to sounds, and found that the sound created extraordinary organic shapes in these, you know, plastics, paste, liquids, etc. And he began very, very scientifically with this work, and at the end of this book, he's talking about the music of the spheres and the healing power of the voice. It's very hard not to be actually changed as you begin to realize the extraordinary, magnificent power of sound to heal and transform.
I think it's a fascinating field that you're in, and there's no question about it and its ability to change and alter moods, for example. I mean, I know this sometimes. Just when I hear a particular song come on, it can change your mood. I mean, it just does, Jonathan.
Well, you know, George, I have a book that is coming out with my wife and I wrote together. It's coming out in a couple of months called Tantra Sound. And in it, we talk about the importance of actually creating what we call a sonic RX or sonic prescription, where you begin to realize how different types of sound, different types of music affect you and influence you, and then use it. If you're feeling down and depressed, rather than reaching for a pill or something, put on a song that makes you happy. It sounds really simple, and it is.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. On the other hand, you could play a song that makes you sad.
and
I don't know, and answer this very quickly, is it the song that makes you sad, or is it the remembrance of what might have happened when that kind of song you heard a long time ago?
How about both?
Maybe both. Stay with us. We're going to play some of Jonathan's sounds when we come right back as we continue this dialogue about healing sounds. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. If you need to email me, very simple, george@coasttocoastam.com. Now, Jonathan's website is jonathangoldman.com. Might be a little slow. Millions of people are trying to squeeze in on his small server, but you'll get in eventually. Back in a moment.
The official website of Coast to Coast AM is www.coasttocoastam.com. Log on now.
This is KFI.
Are you ready to do dating the right way? My name is Jeffrey Burns, and I created the only system out there connecting people by the telephone or the internet into one giant dating network. The problem with other dating sites is that thousands of impersonal text messages are sent out and deleted because, let's face it, text has no personality. On One Special Love, we have found that a lot can be learned from the sound of someone's voice, making it easier to connect. With One Special Love, you can use your computer, your cell phone, you can call from work or call from home, and you can pick up your messages or mingle with thousands of members who are on the network. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com. In the last 7 years, I have personally received over 400 wedding notices and thousands of thank yous. I am totally convinced that this is the best way to meet other singles. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com.
What is it? Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite.
1-800-208-9928. That's 1-800-208-9928.
Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value.
1-800-208-9928. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Well, of course it's going to happen. This is what I always ask people. How many more bodies can we absorb?
Stimulating.
Bobby Ryan reportedly told investigators about a second woman.
Talk radio. Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles.
News on the hour. On the half. And when it breaks.
It's a potentially devastating blow to the defense case in the Scott Peterson trial. I'm Sam Botta. This is the 3 o'clock news on KFI. The age of Scott and Lacey Peterson's unborn son is being argued in court. KFI's Laura Engel has more from the Scott Peterson trial in Redwood City.
Dr. Gregory DeVore is one of the country's top ultrasound experts. The prosecution gave him a huge file of medical reports on Lacey's prenatal visits and gave him the bones of her unborn child to examine. He estimated the baby's date of death as December 23, 2002, which is the day prosecutors contend Scott Peterson killed his pregnant wife. Mark Garagus is trying to throw a monkey wrench into the doctor's theory, challenging his mathematical equations and equipment reliability. Garagus is working on getting a different date of death to help clear his client. In Redwood City, Laura Engel, KFI News.
KFI News Time 301. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Presented by Lexus Dealers. Here's Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
Mar Vista 405 South before the 10. This crash has one car in the center right of the other blocking the slow lane. Pasadena 210 West before the 134. Car spun out blocking the two right lanes. Sustin 55 North before the 5. This crash has been scraped out of lanes. This report is brought to you by Macy's. The entire stock of Calvin Klein underwear and sleepwear for men is on sale at Macy's. Stocked up on basics or try the new dry stretch. Sale ends October 11th at Macy's. Way to shop. That's traffic on KFI.
KFI News Time 301. An infant has been found dead inside a dumpster in Sylmar. KFI's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Police say a newborn baby girl was found around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Two people digging for recyclables in the trash found her. Lieutenant Dennis Shirey says it's still unclear how the baby died.
Well, from what I saw, I didn't see any outward signs of trauma.
The coroner's investigating. The dumpster where she was found is located outside of an apartment complex. Apparently, the two people who found her had been there earlier this morning, but didn't notice anything then. The apartment complex is equipped with surveillance video, and the lieutenant says that may be used to help track down the mother. Jessica Rosenthal, KFI News.
And a man accused of stabbing a woman at a Motel 6 in Ontario is also accused of killing another woman whose body was found in a suitcase in his motel room. Police say Mark Thomas started a conversation with a woman at the pool, then stabbed her 6 times. Corporal Dave McBride says when they arrested Thomas in the motel room, they found the suitcase.
Her body was not badly decomposed, so it looks like the homicide was somewhat recent, somewhat fresh.
McBride says the woman appears to be in her 20s. We'll check the forecast. More George Norrie is next. KFI News, Time 302.
Are you losing your hair?
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Order risk-free now by calling 800-731-9907. 800-731-9907. Call 800-731-9907 now.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call right now to receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 800-488-1394. That's 800-488-1394. Call 800-488-1394 now.
Have you ever flown first class? If you have,
you're spoiled for the rest of your life. You'll never fly coach again without resenting it. That's precisely the same feeling you get once you try DSL. Once you use a DSL connection for the computer, you'll never look at dial-up modems again without saying, what am I doing? And DSL Extreme offers DSL for $26.95 a month. It used to be $50 a month for this service. $26.95 a month for DSL. You don't wait for downloads. You're always online. As a matter of fact, you never tie up the phone lines. You get great spam protection, no setup fee. The modem is free, 24-hour free tech support. And when we talk about instant downloads, they're almost instantaneous. It's astounding how fast it goes. 10 email addresses, 10 websites, all the bells and whistles. DSL Extreme, $26.95 a month, available in most areas, 866-2-GET-NET. DSLStream.com on the net, 866-2-GET-NET.
Duty, honor, country. These three words define who we are. Duty. Friends and neighbors united for the common good, in service to others, and for the benefit of all. Honor. The deep-rooted faith that selfless dedication to a noble cause is right, just, and good. Country. A solemn vow volunteered to support our nation's people during desperate times. Mercy. In the midst of nature's wrath. Hope when all seems lost. Duty. Honor. Country. We're the Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
The Army National Guard. You can.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Heard by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill Handel Morning.
24-hour chef, 24-hour security, 24-hour help, 24-hour kitchen, 24-hour maid service.
Who needs a 24-hour chef?
Yeah, and 24-hour... Marlon Brando does. And 24-hour boys.
You're not intimating that Marlon Brando.
It doesn't matter because he can't sue me now. He's dead. No. Dead people can't sue you for slander.
Bill Handel, this morning, 5 to 9.
On KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Southern California weather from KFI. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. It's going to be around 80 around Irvine, that area of town. And then, get this, inland in the 90s. Can you believe it? Huntington Beach 65, Santa Ana 67. Downtown LA right now is 64. And in Studio City is 65. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 3:06. I'm Sam Botta, KFI News.
To Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
Indeed, indeed. In this hour, we're going to continue our discussion with Jonathan Goldman, and we're going to play some of his sounds now, healing sounds. We'll have Jonathan explain them in just a moment, what they are and what they do. Back in a moment.
This is KFI.
Did you know current market conditions have created a tremendous opportunity for gold and precious metals? And today, with a growing budget deficit, a weak dollar, very smart diversification strategies have more and more investors turning to gold to protect and grow savings and retirement accounts. Now, you don't put everything you own in gold. You just take a percent And that's what you do. Lear Financial helped me diversify my savings with gold, and I feel more secure with that portfolio and its potential. If you'd like to learn more, call the experts at Lear Financial at 1-800-474-4259 for that free gold profit guide. That's 800-474-4259. Find out why now could be one of the best times to own gold. Call today. And you'll receive everything you need to make an informed decision in gold, including three new special reports on the gold boom ahead. It's all free when you call 1-800-474-4259. Oh, yes, they'll even give you a free audio tape called The Gold Boom Ahead as well. Call 1-800-474-4259. Are you looking for the ultimate in healthy prostate support, urinary function, and sexual health? If so, then Super Prostate Formula may be for you. We're so confident that you'll be happy with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for the free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and be on your way to optimal prostate health. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-603-7277. 1-800-603-7277. That's 1-800-603-7277.
I've been lactose intolerant my entire life. I could never have ice cream or even eat a slice of pizza without worrying. I owe a big thank you to the people who make Digestive Advantage LI. Now with just one Digestive Advantage LI tablet in the morning, I can eat all the dairy I want all day long without feeling uncomfortable. And for those times when I eat something with hidden dairy in it by mistake, I don't have to give it a second thought. One tablet a day and I can relax. What a relief.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage LI. Available at drugstores everywhere.
Most trusted voice in talk radio.
Rush Limbaugh, today 9 to noon, KFI AM 640, KFI.
And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie with Jonathan Golden. Jonathan, have you heard of tests on plants and vegetation where different kinds of sounds or music bombarded right at the plant?
Sure. I'm laughing because that was initially done by a woman in Denver. And the reason I'm laughing is that she proved that rock and roll music particularly caused plants to die, and other types of music like classical or particularly Hindu rags, et cetera, were therapeutic for it. And the only thing that I say with regard to intentionality is that work has been done with plants where they've attached polygraphs to the plant and, you know, lie detectors, and then had people walk over to the plant with a pair of scissors and with just thinking, I'm going to cut you, and the plant all of a sudden, it just the polygraph goes off the scale where the plant is actually reacting. So this woman really didn't like rock and roll, the one who did the work. I don't really know. As we begin to encompass more of the, if you like, quantum level of consciousness, how accurate these tests were, because, I mean, gosh, I know a lot of people who had very, very healthy, thriving plants and listen to a lot of rock music.
We're going to listen to some of your sounds as we continue to talk about this. Now, these sounds, can they... I might as well ask you, if someone has cancer, do these sounds help them? What do they do?
Well, this is very interesting, and I'd like to suggest that at least they can help calm people, they can help sedate people, they can help take away pain, which is certainly a positive level. The actual first thing we're going to be listening to is an example of just using music for stress reduction and relaxation, and this is from something called Celestial Reiki 2, and this was co-created by a very dear friend of mine named Sarah Benson, who has brought it to certain hospitals and people, for example, who are in chemotherapy, which is apparently not a very, very comfortable place to be. She's brought this to the people, and they've listened to it on headphones, and it's made the experience much more viable, and the people are relaxed, and the time goes by a lot sooner. So, I mean, just on one level, purely working with sound to, if you like, cause the nervous system, our heartbeat, our respiration, cause people to relax. And of course, George, one of the great, great causes of dis-ease on our planet is stress. So if we can reduce stress by using certain types of music, then it'll be healing and therapeutic. I would never go so far as to claim that any of my music has cured anybody of anything, although people have reported this. At times I will get emails or letters about they had a condition, they listened to it, and it disappeared, and I just say, thank God, and, you know, what a blessing, et cetera, and, you know, you were just there at a particular time and place, and I'm glad my music was beneficial and helpful, but I would never, ascribe these extraordinary healings to it, but they might occur, so you can never tell. But I think the first thing we're going to be listening to is called Celestial Reiki, and we'll probably just listen to it for about 30 to 45 seconds because it's still powerful music, and I just want you and your listeners to get the idea of what this very, very slow kind of ambient music feels like. Is that okay?
Okay, and I think this is what, from Celestial Yoga? Is that where that's from?
Well, actually, it's from Celestial Reiki 2, which I think we're all ready. We also have Celestial Yoga, so whichever one comes on, and
okay.
we're all ready.
All right, the Dan tells me Reiki is ready.
All right.
So let's listen to it. Sound in the background, Jonathan, doesn't it?
I mean, it's so interesting, George, because just as I was listening, I could feel my breath changing with the music. I began to breathe deeper. I don't know, did you notice any effect there?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very relaxing. It calms you down. The sounds, of course, though, did I hear some chirping animals in the background, birds or something?
Oh, there were some birds and waterfalls, and there's obviously a flute and a zither played by my friend Laraji, and there's actually also a sort of droning om sound underneath it, so they're almost subliminal sounds there as well that are like designed to cause you to be relaxed. And that is an example of, if you like, more of my, you know, mainstream work. That's something that has gone into, and it has been used in cancer wards, for example, with people who are have no knowledge of any esoteric or mystic or spiritual bents or anything like that, and they simply have either been in pain or needing to sleep or relax, and they listen to that and they get a good night's sleep. And what a blessing that is.
How did you develop the sound?
That was just the result of my getting together with my dear friend Sarah Benson, my other friend Laraji, both of whom are very well-known healing musicians who also, every year I have a healing sounds intensive that occurs in, believe it or not, 9 days in Colorado, and we have people from throughout the world who come and learn with us, and Sarah and Laraji are two of our teachers, and I actually have learned from them. They've been teachers of mine, and now we've just sort of all worked together. So how did I develop the sound? That organically grew by us just basically making sound together.
Now, we have Celestial Yoga, which is probably, is it close to Celestial or Reiki? Let's listen to this. You ready?
Great.
Celestial Yoga. kind of sound there, Jonathan. Now, what is this supposed to do for us?
Well, what's really interesting about this one, could you hear the voices? That were in, there were voices along with synthesizers in there that were singing harmonics into quartz crystals. Now, if that's not an interesting world's first, I don't know what is. And what is that supposed to do for you? I use that one particularly a whole lot when I'm lying in bed at night, wanting to relax and chill out. That again is another example of music that is used to basically work and affect the nervous system, heartbeat, and respiration. These are, for the most part, instrumental music and just, if you like, overall generic and still, there's nothing in either of those two pieces that is, really, really particularly modified for a particular healing purpose. It's it's just generic stress reduction, relaxation, good for meditation, good for opening yourself up to higher connection with the divine. Does that make any sense?
Have you found, yes, it does. Have you found that sounds can restructure water?
Oh, yes, indeed. And if you were to go to my website, if you could get on it. We have some pictures from a man by the name of Masaru Emoto, who's a Japanese scientist who's done some fabulous work in where he's taken, among other things, music or sounds and broadcast the frequencies into distilled water and then frozen the water and put the water under a dark field microscope so we can look at the molecular structure. And what is very, very interesting is that many types of, if you like, music or positive intentions, in fact, the normal structure of water looks very much, water that, if you like, is healthy, looks very much like a snowflake. And water that has been exposed, and this man has done some really remarkable work. He's taken, obviously, classical music and the different types of classical composers and classical pieces changed the what the water molecule looks like, but it's still very, very harmonious. It looks like a snowflake. The words, I love you, or, I appreciate you, look like a snowflake. And so, but the words, and all he did was he basically taped the words, either I love you or, as I was going to say, I hate you, onto a glass jar and then froze the water and put it under a dark field microscope. And I love you, once again, makes an incredibly harmonious geometric snowflake shape. And I hate you looks like mud.
No, you're telling me that water knows how to read?
It's obviously somehow the intention gets permeated into the water.
Must be the mind of the person, something, right?
Something, indeed. The mind of the person. I think this is what you just said is very, very important. What I think, what I love the most about Emoto's work is that they took water from the from a dam that is polluted in Japan, and they looked at it and it looked like mud. And then they had a monk chant over it, and they basically photographed that and looked at it under a dark field microscope, and it went from looking like mud to looking like crystalline snowflake, showing the power of sound to heal and transform water. And how much of our bodies is water? How much of this planet is water?
Almost 90% plus?
Right, so people look at that and they really begin to get an idea also of their power to affect their own cellular structure and change their vibrational rates, change to basically put themselves, if they're in a state of imbalance, to put themselves in a state of harmony and balance using sound, particularly using their own sounds coupled with intention. Once again, intention, so powerful. Our mind, it's just extraordinary, working with the mind and if you like, these power of sound to affect then the energy of the heart, which is so, so important.
The next cut is from Chakra Chance 2, track 1. Tell me a little bit about this before we play it.
Okay, the chakras are the esoteric centers of the body. There are seven of them located around the center of the body. And each from the Hindu tradition and the Buddhist tradition, but really, chakras are seen by clairvoyance from any tradition. I have a good friend who's a doctor who was basically, when he was a child, he used to say to his mom, "Mom, what are those like shiny color lights, you know, that I see in front of people?" And mom says, "It's just your imagination." But he's a Westerner. He's actually able to, and never trained in any esoteric subjects, but actually able to see the chakras. So the chakras are these energy centers. They're sort of subtle body energy centers. And a lot of my work is focused upon the use of sound to resonate the chakras. So here we're going to be hearing from Chakra Chance 2. And what I did here was I combined specific vowel sounds with specific mantras, with specific frequencies, a lot of elemental sounds to combine an energy form. And I think we're going to hear an excerpt from the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and then we're going to hear something from the crown chakra, which is located at the top of the head, and your listeners can really feel the difference in energy that we created that is on this recording. And it speaks for itself, so, you know, the music does it.
Okay, Chakra Chance 2, this is track 1. Here, Jonathan, what will this do for us?
Well, can you feel the top of your head being vibrated at all by that?
Yes.
And so that is, once again, working with the crown, with the higher centers. The first one worked with a very, very low bass deepest center, and that last one work would be the highest centers. So the intent of that one, of course, is to activate the crown and put you, if you like, in touch with more of the divine angelic realms, because the crown center, if you like, an activated crown center. You see a picture of a spiritual person, a sacred person with a halo. That's a depiction of an activated crown center.
I tell you what, when we come back, we'll play a chakra dance, and you can explain that. Can you use sound, for example, to help people stop smoking or to lose weight? Is that possible?
A lot of money in that, George. Let me think about it.
Okay, you think about that, and when we come right back, let me know if that is possible. I'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie with more of these healing sounds. They are kind of relaxing, aren't they?
Believe what you're hearing? Listen to it again when you sign up for Streamlink at www.coasttocoastam.com. It's only 15 cents a day.
Says there's a reason for what the terrorists are doing.
They want to impose their dim vision on the people of that country. That's what they're trying to do, and that's why you're seeing on your TV screens awful brutality.
President Bush says the terrorists know they can't beat the U.S. military, so they've chosen kidnapping and beheading. Jack Hensley's family says his death has been confirmed. Video of Hensley being beheaded has run on an Islamic website. His body was found a day after Eugene Armstrong's. Hensley's brother Ty says the terrorists, they just killed the wrong man.
He interfaced with Iraqi people, trying to help them, to teach them how to build back their country. They need people like my brother to do that.
Hensley says his brother accepted work in Iraq to help his family, a wife and a 13-year-old daughter. And a group called the Free Muslim Coalition Against Terrorism wants Muslims to speak up against the beheadings. President Kamal Nawaz says as long as nobody says anything, Muslim terrorist groups like Hamas and Al-Qaeda think they have support from the rest of the Muslim world.
They're unwilling to admit that we have a serious problem. It's been going on for 20 years now, and the reason it has occurred is because we didn't challenge them.
Nawaz says his group opposes any kind of terrorism and wants to apologize for terrorist acts that are committed in the name of Islam. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. At 3:31, I'm Sam Botta, KFI News.
Traffic presented by Lexus Dealers.
I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center. Mar Vista, 405 South before the 10. There's a crash in the center divider. Traffic brakes removal will start at Wilshire. Pasadena, 210 West before 134. Cars going out now on the right shoulder. Downey, 5 North before Lakewood. There's a crash on the right shoulder. Tow truck blocking the right lane. Downtown LA, 101 North before Alameda. There's a stalled car in the slow lane. This report is brought to you by Circus Circus Las Vegas. If you're looking for a great room in Las Vegas, go to CircusCircus.com where you can save $5 every night by booking online. Visit CircusCircus.com for the lowest circus rate guaranteed. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports for Lexus dealers. I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
They want to pretend for the next 2 months that it's not important. It's a lie. It's a huge problem in Southern California. It's lying from left-wing papers, lying from right-wing administrators, lying from idiot activists. I've totally had it with everybody.
John and Ken today at 3.
On KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Don't be fooled when the coupon carpet cleaners boast of 50 years in business. All that means is that they've been doing it wrong at your expense for a long time. Now there's a right way to clean your carpet, tile, and fine upholstery. It's called Zero Res. Zero Res uses no soap, so there's no nasty soap residue to make your home get dirty faster. I'm Jeff Christensen of Zero Res, here to say that you don't have to put up with spots coming back almost before the traditional carpet cleaner's van is out of your driveway. Zero Res' patented new environmentally friendly process cleans with softened alkaline water, which makes your carpet soft and fluffy again. We remove the old soap the other guys leave behind, and Zero Res dries in a fraction of the time. Zero Res is the right way. In fact, it is the only way if you really want clean carpet. Don't settle for less, even if they've been doing it for a long time. Call 1-866-ZEROREZ. Spelled backwards or forwards, it means no residue. Call toll-free 866-937-6739. That's 866-937-6739. The first 10 callers receive the KFI introductory offer.
Maybe it's not the coffee. Are you 50 years of age or older? Are you waking up during the night and having difficulty getting back to sleep? Do you end up feeling tired and fatigued? Is this lack of sleep affecting your concentration and the quality of your life? If so, you may be suffering from sleep maintenance insomnia. California Clinical Trials, a research facility, is conducting an important medical research study on an investigational medication for sleep maintenance insomnia. If you are suffering from these symptoms and are otherwise healthy, please call California Clinical Trials at 1-888-CC-TRIALS at 1-888-CC-TRIAL to see if you qualify for this study. All study-related services are at no cost to you, and you may be compensated up to $1,450 depending on your level of involvement. Enrollment is limited, so if you or someone you know would like to participate, call now to see if you qualify. Call 888-CC-TRIAL, 888-228-7425, or visit cctrials.com. California Clinical Trials, finding answers together. 1-888-CC-TRIAL.
Unvarnished truths heard daily.
John and Ken, today 3 to 7, KFI AM 640.
Jonathan Goldman. Some of those sounds are pretty relaxing. The others sound a little eerie. One sounds like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's kind of neat, isn't it? We'll be back with more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
This is KFI.
Well, get ready for this. The CC Trek lights are on sale. Strong winds and rain can lead to havoc in your town and wherever you may live. So before they do, before that happens, make sure everyone in your family has a reliable, ultra-tough LED flashlight. The best ones come from the people who invented multiple white LED flashlights, the C-Crane Company. Right now, to help you prepare for that next power failure, C-Crane is offering the CC Trek light for just $19.95. This is one heck of a deal. $10 off their regular price of $29.95, and it's a value at that price. The unbreakable flashlight will still work if you drop it down the stairs or into a pool of water. And what's more, C-Crane's LED flashlights are still made right here in the USA. The two LED Trek light on sale for $19.95. It's a great deal and a perfect time to get one for everyone in your home. Call the C-Crane Company at 800-522-8863. The number again for the CC Trek light, or you can also get a free catalog by calling 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. Well, how well did you sleep last night? Did you simply toss and turn trying to get comfortable, or did you wake up feeling more tired than when you went to bed? Or maybe your back was stiff and sore. These are signs that your mattress may not be supporting you properly. And all around the United States, people who have tried Select Comfort Sleep Number Bed are getting a good night's sleep. If you call 1-800-390-9100, you get a free brochure and your choice of a free video or DVD. You'll get complete details on models, sizes, and prices.
and there is no obligation here. This has a patented, easy-to-use remote control and advanced air chamber technology that will allow you to quickly adjust the firmness on your side of the bed or the other side of the bed at the simple touch of a button. My sleep number, by the way, is 70. And let me tell you, it's the greatest sleep I've ever had. Call 1-800-390-9100. That's 1-800-390-9100.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Windy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the Night Guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a Night Guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Hot, fresh talk. Served late.
John Ziegler. Tonight, 10 to 1. KFI AM 640. KFI.
Jonathan, somewhat serious about these kinds of healing sounds to help people stop smoking and lose weight. I bet that's possible.
George, I'm sort of sitting here laughing because there's obviously, it is possible, and I'm sure there are people who are claiming that they're able to do it, but I have not really encountered any data of anything that's been backed up. But I was reminded of in the 1980s and probably early 90s, I remember there were these things called subliminal tapes, where there were messages that were on there, and, you know, they had, like, stop smoking, lose weight. And what was interesting is that they, you know, people claimed great success with these different recordings. Oh, I use this to stop smoking. And then at some point, some laboratory basically researched the top 10 subliminal recordings that were the most effective, and 9 out of 10 of them had nothing on them that was subliminal.
Nothing. It's all in their minds, wasn't it?
Yo. Okay. I just share that with you because I think that, once again, the power, you know, we could probably indeed, you know, and I obviously believe in the power of sound as an extraordinary thing, but once again, it's frequency plus intent. It's our consciousness coupled with the sound. So if we have the consciousness to do something, then the sound can probably assist us, but otherwise, I think it's no go.
I was going to every maybe 15 minutes have a voice that comes in very subliminally and goes, listen to Ghost. Listen to Ghost. I just plant little seeds in people's brains.
Right. This is the best.
Chakra Dance. I've got a couple tracks here.
All right, I got to tell you a story
track
about
four,
this.
Track seven. Okay.
And I got to tell you about this one because most of my stuff is really, really relaxed. And what happened was, the last year, a fellow flew out from Europe. He was the owner of a nightclub and very big in the music industry, and he knew of my work with Chakra Chance. And George, most of my recordings are experimental. I really create them for myself to see if they work. They've never been done before on the planet. And then if they work, I put them out to the public.
You test them on yourself? Is that what you do? Okay.
Yeah. And the other people, too. And so this fellow flew out, and he said, well, I'm opening up a nightclub in New York City, and I really would like you to create dance music based upon the frequencies and sounds and chakra chants. Can you think you can do that? And it's actually been in the back of my mind because I really thought that, you know, a lot of young people probably, when I say young people, I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, anybody 30 years old or younger is young people to me. And a lot of young people probably are just really looking for this thing. So I created this thing called, working with a an engineer by the name of Chris Allen, who really knows about rhythms and techno music, etc., because he's like 30 or just about that age, so he knows that, and we work together to do this. And I have to say that this is probably my most commercially successful recording in terms of the mainstream response. Like Pulse magazine gave it like 5 out of 5 stars and did it as a pick hit of the week against, you know, major releases. So it's very, very interesting. What we're going to be hearing, it's going to first start out for about 15 seconds. This is sort of in the middle of the heart center. And then after about 15 seconds, you're going to get the drums, and it's going to come in, and you'll feel it. But it's really encoded with all sorts of sounds, frequencies, mantras, etc., to work with the heart center. And you'll probably almost subliminally hear the word compassion coming in there while the Tibet mantra for the heart, the Om Mani Padme Hum, goes on. And let's just give a listen first to the heart center from Chakra Dance.
All right, this is track 4, then we'll come back and chat a bit and go into track 7.
Great. When the drums came in, what is the first thing you noticed that happened is you probably began to move. At least I did, a little bit. As, it's not relaxing, at least for me, but it's soothing. And you could hear the compassion and the love,
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad I don't have my webcam up and running yet.
Great. So that was working from the heart center. What's really, really interesting, if you listen to that back later on, one of those sounds, along with a synthesizer, et cetera, right before the drum comes in, is actually the sound of a whale making just a totally organic sound. That I heard it, and I just, like, took it and sampled it and put it in there, and I said, that's great, because I like the sounds of whales. I actually did a recording called Dolphin Dreams that we created for neonatal infants and stuff like that. And so if I can, I try to put dolphin sounds or whale sounds on any recording. Okay, so we're going to hear now track 7, which is the crown center, and this is really different, very, very different energy. The crown, of course, is at the top of the head, but this one, once again, it's dance music, and I think this one has like a Tibetan monk doing what is called the Tibetan deep voice. I on this recording, we have all sorts of different chant masters from different traditions sounding together. So, I don't know, without further ado, George, would you like to introduce this?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Here we go, the Chakra Dance. Particular case, Jonathan, how would you use this? Do you advocate people to dance around their house, or is this for something else?
No, it's for dancing either in a club or around the house. And what's interesting is that a lot of folks who are older than 30 in the 40s, 50s, and even 60s really like this. I remember the first time I came up with this, the woman was 7 years old, gray, white hair, had a copy, and I said, "Why are you getting this?" She said, "It makes me feel young at heart."
I was going to say, it does energize you.
And, you know, you may have heard, you know, the chant master, Lama Tashi of the Drepung Losing Monastery, and all these chakra frequencies, and there are also shamanic rhythms going on there that people listen to that one, and really, you know, it's almost an out-of-body experience when you're dancing. It's pretty neat, and I think that one also can be the chakra dance, I think, is available at Borders and Barnes & Noble as well, so that one is really taking off in the mainstream.
There's a couple more cuts I want to play this hour, and then we're going to open up the phone lines next hour for people to chat with you.
Great.
We both know a couple people here that have been guests on Coast to Coast. One is Greg Braden. And tell me a little bit about your involvement with Greg.
Well, Greg is a dear friend, and I really have admired his work for many years. And he has recently released a book called The God Code, which is basically takes what is called the Tetragrammaton, the sacred divine name of God, and basically transduced that to the DNA code. I happen to have attended one of Greg's workshops and saw that that was what it was about. And, George, about 10 years ago, I was given, in deep meditation, the word Kabbalah actually means to receive. And I received a way of chanting this divine name using exclusively vowel sounds. And I created, and after 10 years, I finally released it. I created a recording for Greg to use in his workshops, and together we've now created a recording called The Divine Name, Sounds of the God Code, and that's going to be released in a couple of weeks. And I'm hoping at some point in time and space, Greg and I can both come on and talk about our work together.
We have a cut here that I'd like play. Can we?
Yeah, I think we have. Do we have Holy Harmony?
We have one called Holy Harmony, exactly.
Okay, and that actually is from Len Horowitz's work, which is Len has been on too, and a couple of years ago, he basically he and another man by the name of Joseph Puglio created this book called Healing Codes. And I read through the book, and I came upon the codes, and I went, oh, my goodness gracious, I wonder what would happen if I had tuning forks made of this. So I had tuning forks made of the complete series of 9 tuning forks. He, Len Horowitz had 6 in the book, but he gave me the other 3. And then on Christmas Eve, I basically started this recording basically doing first the 9 tuning forks and then adding this sacred Kabbalistic name for the Christ energy for Jesus in Hebrew, the Yod He Shin Vav He, and it sort of fit together as a spiritual, I don't know, wonderful, beautiful combination. And people have had really remarkable recordings from they report remarkable healings and really transformational spiritual experiences from listening to this recording of Holy Harmony. So it's got the tuning forks from the healing codes as well as this ancient Hebrew name for Jesus.
Okay, we're going to play Holy Harmony, and as you just said, Dr. Horowitz believes that these tones can affect our DNA. Here they are. People have been sick, and they say they haven't felt this good in years. How can it work so fast?
Well, you know, time and space are merely illusions of the lower mind. How about that one?
All right. Well, I tell you what, how do people, one, get the books, and how do they get the CD?
CDs, our website is www.healingsounds, that's sounds with an S at the end, .com. And we have an 800 number. Can I give it out?
Of course.
Okay, it's 800-246-9764. That's 800-246-9764. And those are our 2 things. And, of course, Amazon.com, et cetera. You can get Holy Harmony, too, and all sorts of places. We're just trying to make it more accessible to assist the planet.
We'll be back in a moment with our guest, Jonathan Goldman. We'll open up the phone lines. Get ready. What's on your mind? I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Find out more about tonight's guest. Log on to coasttocoastam.com.
or stop surfing the web looking for the lowest interest rate. Funding USA has got it. Imagine an adjustable interest rate of only 1.25%. That's 1.25% with a call to Funding USA. You can secure a lower interest rate that will give you the extra cash you need to pay off those high interest credit cards. Consider this. With a 1.25% loan, APR 4.419, your monthly payment on a $400,000 home could be approximately $1,300 per month. Pay off those high interest credit cards and use the extra money to invest in more property. Even if you've refinanced within the last 3 months, Funding USA may still save you money. Call 888-305-FUND. Even if you've had some credit problems like late payments or bankruptcy, Funding USA can help you. Call 888-305-FUND and ask for a free credit evaluation. Licensed by the DRE 0126511. Call Funding USA right now. Call 888-305-FUND or go to FundingUSA.com. Get the cash you need and be debt-free. Call 888-305-3863. That's 888-305-FUND.
The House of Imports is staying open until midnight so you can take advantage of huge model year-end discounts. Save on all 2004 Mercedes-Benz vehicles now through Sunday. Plus, the House of Imports has special discounts clearly posted on over 3,000 new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Bring us the best deals you can find, and let's compare prices. You'll understand why we say nobody beats the house.
Nobody beats the house.
This Friday and Saturday, the House of Imports will stay open until midnight, so you can take advantage of huge model year-end discounts. Hurry to the House of Imports. We're 30 minutes or less from anywhere in L.A. or in County or the Inland Empire, where the I-5 meets the 91 freeway in Buena Park.
House of Imports, 1-800-Mercedes. Nobody beats the house.
Nobody.
The feds say one child in America is killed about every 18 months.
Stimulating.
Hey, if they have to eat Alpo, they have to eat Alpo. That's a small price to pay to keep America safe.
Talk radio. Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
The search is on for a woman who is missing her baby. I'm Sam Bonta. This is the 4 o'clock news on KFI. The body of a newborn baby girl has been found in a dumpster in Sylmar. Police Lieutenant Sheary says the baby was apparently left in the bin outside an apartment complex.
We've got this narrowed down to like a five-hour period that we're looking. Sometime between 9 o'clock this morning and 2 o'clock this afternoon.
He says the baby was found by two people who were looking through the trash recyclables. He says now investigators are trying to find the mother. Here's the search criteria. They're asking for people who live in the area if they know of a woman who is pregnant, is not pregnant anymore, and has no baby to show for it. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Presented by Lexus dealers, here's Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
Mar Vista, 405 South, before the 10, traffic breakdown, crash completely out of lanes. Downtown L.A., 101 North, over Alameda, that soft car is still blocking lanes. Studio City, 101 West, before Coldwater Canyon, there's a crash in the right lane. This report is brought to you by JCPenney. It's all inside. What's inside? The JCPenney Fall One-Day Sale. This Saturday, find incredible one-day savings store-wide, like 50% off the entire stock of sheets and solid color towels. It's all inside JCPenney. That's traffic on KFI.
Mayors from all over the country, security and public safety officials are trying to figure out how to protect businesses from terrorist attacks. At a Homeland Security Leadership Summit downtown L.A., L.A. Mayor Jim Hahn says the city is more prepared than ever.
Are we prepared enough? You never know the answer to that question, but I think that to be on the safe side, you have to constantly improve.
He says officials have to look for weaknesses and fix them as quickly as they can. Hahn says the city has spent more than $150 million for security against terrorism. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has rejected a state assembly bill to give driver licenses to illegal immigrants. In a statement, Schwarzenegger says the bill does not adequately address his security concerns and that he cannot support it. We'll check the forecast and more George Norrie is next. KFI News Time 401.
Are you ready to do dating the right way? My name is Jeffrey Burns, and I created the only system out there connecting people by the telephone or the internet into one giant dating network. The problem with other dating sites is that thousands of impersonal text messages are sent out and deleted because, let's face it, text has no personality. On One Special Love, we have found that a lot can be learned from the sound of someone's voice, making it easier to connect. With One Special Love, you can use your computer, your cell phone, you can call from work or call from home, and you can pick up your messages or mingle with thousands of members who are on the network. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com. In the last 7 years, I have personally received over 400 wedding notices and thousands of thank yous. I am totally convinced that this is the best way to meet other singles. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com.
I am an American soldier.
I am a soldier in the Army National Guard.
I am a warrior and a member of a team.
I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values.
I will always place the mission first.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit.
I will never leave a fallen comrade.
I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough.
I am an expert.
I am a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat.
I am the guardian of freedom.
And the American way of life.
I am an American soldier.
I am the Army National Guard.
Defend freedom. In the Army National Guard, you can. Visit 1-800-GO-GUARD.com today.
Sponsored by the California National Guard, aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you ever flown first class? If you have, you're spoiled for the rest of your life. You'll never fly coach again without resenting it. That's precisely the same feeling you get once you try DSL. Once you use a DSL connection for the computer, you'll never look at dial-up modems again without saying, what am I doing? And DSL Extreme offers DSL for $26.95 a month. It used to be $50 a month for this service. $26.95 a month for DSL. You don't wait for downloads. You're always online. As a matter of fact, you never tie up the phone lines. You get great spam protection, no setup fee. The modem is free, 24-hour free tech support. And when we talk about instant downloads, they're almost instantaneous. It's astounding how fast it goes. 10 email addresses, 10 websites, all the bells and whistles. DSL Extreme, $26.95 a month, available in most areas, 866-2-GET-NET. DSLStream.com on the net, 866-2-GET-NET.
And they're off, out of the gate. It's a road trip with open highway and sing-along. But here comes traffic jam, and packed car is going nowhere. Now from the back is crying baby. Are we there yet? And I got a pee-pee. Now in the front is anxious daddy with can you wait? But I got a pee-pee is coming on strong. And rest stop is nowhere in sight. It's I got a pee-pee. It's can you wait? It's I got a pee-pee. It's can you wait? Now heading for home, it's anxious daddy with we're almost there. But in the end, it's too little too late.
For better times, go to the track. Horse racing, we bet you love it.
It's the final weekend at Fairplex Park. Don't miss out on all the fun and free giveaways. Start early on Thursday, get your free Lafitte King Kai commemorative book. Friday, win a trip to Hawaii and Aloha Friday, courtesy of Hawaiian Airlines, Hilton Resorts in Hawaii, and the Doubletree Alana Hotel Waikiki. Saturday is the $100,000 Derby Stakes Day, and a classic Corvette show, and Sunday is closing day at Fairplex Park.
Maybe it's not the coffee. Are you 50 years of age or older? Are you waking up during the night and having difficulty getting back to sleep? Do you end up feeling tired and fatigued? Is this lack of sleep affecting your concentration and the quality of your life? If so, you may be suffering from sleep maintenance insomnia. California Clinical Trials, a research facility, is conducting an important medical research study on an investigational medication for sleep maintenance insomnia. If you are suffering from these symptoms and are otherwise healthy, please call California Clinical Trials at 1-888-CC-TRIALS at 1-888-CC-TRIAL to see if you qualify for this study. All study-related services are at no cost to you, and you may be compensated up to $1,450 depending on your level of involvement. Enrollment is limited, so if you or someone you know would like to participate, call now to see if you qualify. Call 888-CC-TRIAL, 888-228-7425, or visit cctrials.com. California Clinical Trials, finding answers together. 1-888-CC-TRIAL.
Front page, LA County emergency rooms closing down. The overwhelming problem is uninsured. Never does it mention that most of the uninsured patients are Mexican citizens taking our medical care and abusing it to the point now that emergency rooms are being shut down. John and Ken today at 3
on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Southern California weather from KFI. Low clouds and fog this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the 80s at the beaches, 80s to mid 90s for Metro LA and Orange County, and in the valleys is 61 in Irvine now, Dana Point 66, Palmdale 54, and it's 63 in beautiful Burbank. KFI is the talk station that has live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 4:07. I'm Sam Botta, KFI News.
Somewhere deep below the earth, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. To reach George from west of the Rockies, dial 800-618-8255. From east of the Rockies, dial 800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach George by dialing area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach George by dialing your in-country Sprint access number and pressing option 5. Then dialing toll-free, 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
And our guest, Jonathan Goldman, Healing Sounds, The Power of Harmonics. Back with him in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
This is KFI.
How would you like to feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? There's proof that the effects of aging can be slowed down and even reversed with HGH, human growth hormone. For some time now, I've been talking about the incredible age-reversing benefits of HGH, and according to thousands of articles, higher HGH levels can help you look and feel younger, and that's why people take Ultimate HGH. Now, this is a natural formula to help boost your body's own production of HGH. It's not a pharmaceutical. If your goal is to help improve energy and stamina, lose unwanted fat, diminish wrinkles, enhance your memory, build up that immune function, Ultimate HGH is for you. And when you order 2 bottles of Ultimate HGH, you'll get number 3 absolutely free, a great savings off what you'd pay for comparable products. And with that order, a free book on HGH. That's a $20 value. So call this number, 1-800-557-4627, 1-800-557-4627. This is Ultimate HGH, 1-800-557-4627. Are you looking for the ultimate in healthy prostate support, urinary function, and sexual health? If so, the Super Prostate Formula may be for you. We're so confident that you'll be happy with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for the free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and be on your way to optimal prostate health. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-603-7277. 1-800-603-7277. That's 1-800-603-7277.
When you're sick of fad diets and letting your scale dictate your mood, then step off that scale and into the Cortislim life. You hear success stories everywhere, people raving about Cortislim. Isn't it time you join them in exercise, nutrition, diet supplementation, and Cortislim? Step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Order 2 bottles of Cortislim and take $20 off. $20 off 2 bottles. Call 1-800-QUICK-07. 800-QUICK-07.
Late night information, KFI style.
John Ziegler, tonight 10 to 1. KFI AM 640. KFI.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie with Jonathan Goldman. And yes, this hour we will take your phone calls as well. I sometimes, every time I hear music like this and sounds, I keep thinking of the old Memorex commercials, Jonathan, where they played the tape of a woman singing and all the glasses broke and things like that. What is it about sound and vibration that could even do something like that?
Well, I mean, what's interesting is you actually hit upon one of the potential key ingredients of using sound to heal, which is that particularly with viruses, you match the resonant frequency. Every object in the universe is a vibratory frequency. And it is possible, for example, with a virus which is crystalline in structure to actually find the frequency of that particular virus and cause it to basically explode and disintegrate. So that's one way of working with sound as a healing modality. And of course, another way of working with sound, the healing modality, is to imagine the body. As I was saying before, George, everything in the universe is in a state of vibration. This, of course, includes our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue is in a state of vibration. When we are in a state of harmony, we call it sound health. And we are like an extraordinary orchestra that is playing this overall, if you like, symphony that is a harmonic of health. But what happens if the second violin player loses their sheet music? Pretty soon, this person begins to play out of tune, out of harmony. Pretty soon, the entire string section begins to sound off. Pretty soon, the entire orchestra sounds off. Now, what would happen if we could somehow give this string player back the correct sheet music and have them play in their own resonance? And that's the concept of using sound as a healing modality. You can either use external music or external sounds, or you can learn to use your own voice to resonate different parts of your body.
You know, it's also fascinating, Jonathan, some sound is being used now as a weapon. As a matter of fact, they've got something in Iraq. They have not used it yet, I don't believe, that they could turn on. It's so deafening, it could bring people down to their knees.
Yes. I don't know if you remember the movie Dune. The book Dune, where they had the device that basically they would speak through it and basically be able to destroy people. So yes, sound has the potential of being an extraordinary, harmonious healing tool, and it also has the ability of being an extraordinary opposite agent, if you like. And this is probably true of any energy form. It has its positive beneficial uses and also the not so positive beneficial uses.
Well, let's go to the phones. People are lining up to talk with you, Jonathan. Let's go to our first wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi.
Oh, hi, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, this is Don. Calling from Epping, New Hampshire. I'm a truck driver, but there's guys sleeping here, so I'll blow my horn for you. But, hey, I'll get to the question. it's late, so everybody's sleeping, so I don't want to make them all mad. But it's an honor to talk to you, George, and Jonathan. You're taking words right out of my mouth as I'm listening to you. But my first question, because I have a two-part question, is that do you think that perhaps that what you're on the edge of doing is possible to do time travel with? Perhaps like when Jim Morrison, when he went back and saw his own death, something along that lines, like taking sounds and perhaps like moving back in time, something along that lines, like you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I definitely have that one. If I can just suggest that I'm very, very interested in the use of different intervals, that is, different frequencies, to create, getting a little sci-fi here, but it's real, creating interdimensional fields, which means that one can travel into parallel dimensionalities as well as traveling either into the future or the past. There's actually been a couple of people who've done some work on this, so it's and once again, it's sound as vibration, as basically creating portals, dimensional fields. It's a little bit like the Star Trek transporter, except instead of just going from point A to point B, you can also go and transcend time.
And another thing, do you think that perhaps that when we alter ourselves, like perhaps like if bands like Pink Floyd or The Doors and them wouldn't have existed if they didn't alter their bodies by putting drugs into their body, you know, but like how Native Americans used to do drugs like peyote and that to bring themselves to a higher plane so they could predict when things were going to happen and be prepared and that, you know. So that's what I think is a big key, is how they used to, when your body wants something, you should do it.
Yeah,
Instead of stressing yourself out, you know what I'm saying?
I'd like to suggest that as a child of the Woodstock Nation, I know what you're talking about, but I would also like to suggest that these days, with the ability of and our knowledge of psychoacoustics, that is sound, the ability of sound to affect our nervous system and our brain waves in different parts of our brain, you can really induce and open up altered states of consciousness, and you can really safely, and you can do it in such a manner that you can change your vibratory rate and change your consciousness. And it's one of the things that I'm very, very interested in, is using sound to basically help change consciousness and affect global harmony. I think it can be done. I know it can be done. And one of the ways it can be done, for sure, is through major programs such as this show that we're on right now, so that people throughout the planet are able to actually hear these frequencies and ultimately resonate together. And I'm very, very hopeful. Thank you.
Have you heard of the calming effects of the sounds of cats purring?
Yeah. And what's interesting also is the that so either 30 cycles a second or around 60 cycles a second. And what's interesting is that I found that the that's also very, very close to the resonant frequency of the sternum of the chest, which is right near the heart. So if you ever ever had a cat lying on you and begin to purr, well, that energy is going right into your through your chest into your heart. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. Did you ever hear of Dr. Royal Rife?
Sure.
I believe, did he not use some sound, too, for some of the things he did?
Well, one of the interesting things about Royal Rife's work is that he apparently in the 1920s or 30s had some extraordinary abilities. Indeed, as I was talking about shattering the viruses, coming up with the, if you like, he called it the death ray of the virus, but he came up with the resonant frequency of the virus, and it was basically able to cause it to shatter just like you would a glass, George. You were talking about the Memorex. But what is interesting is that it seems that the frequencies that Wright used back then are not, according to my sources, as effective as they are now. I mean, excuse me, they're not as effective now as they were then. And I think that's because the frequency of the viruses has changed. And we don't have the ability to find the... Royal Rife was able to use a polarized microscope that used quartz crystals in order to be able to observe live viruses. And right now, we're just beginning to do that because with an electron microscope where you can observe viruses, they have to stain it, which kills it. So in order to observe the live viruses, that's a whole different story, which is why we haven't been able to find the frequency.
Do you remember the name of the woman who was in the Memorex commercials, the one who was doing the singing?
Was it Ella Fitzgerald?
Yep, you got that right.
Yeah.
Perfect. There is no prize, but you did get it right. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
My question this morning is, when you get goosebumps when you're listening to music, is that just an emotional effect, or is that actually caused by the resonation of the music?
Gosh, to me, goosebumps are an entirely different phenomena. Very, very good question, and it's probably an emotional response, but frequently I get, as I get esoteric now, I will say that to me, goosebumps are oftentimes an affirmation of spirit saying that this is good, this is right, this is, and that's a totally non-scientific answer, but that's the best I can give you.
Right, yeah, because I mean, the first kind of dance beat that you played tonight, as soon as it came on, I just got goosebumps all over my body. But normally I associate goosebumps and music to memories. Like, I spent 14 months in Antarctica, and whenever I hear the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, it reminds me of when the sun started to finally come back at the beginning of summer, and I get goosebumps from that.
Interesting. Yes, well, I mean, there's a whole lot we could talk about in terms of memory and the way we respond to music. And I mean, the realm of music is so all-encompassing. The world of sound is so all-encompassing. It's just an extraordinary thing. It's almost like we can talk about any aspect of life. And I can always say that understanding how music and sound affects you will only enhance your life.
Well, and you're right, too. Memory does affect that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, it's me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Jane from Reno.
Hi,
I'm an older student. I'm not going to say how old, but I am definitely an older student. And I have chest anxiety. I went to a study skill, and she said Mozart's good for that. But it didn't seem to help. Do you have any suggestions?
You might try what type of there are people, there are so many different recordings now that are being, if you like, promoted to enhance study. A lot of people are using classical music with brain wave frequencies in a high alpha low beta state. That's something that's been done. There's also different types of music. Some, you know, on a level, what do you find works for you?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just get nervous. They won't really listen to a bunch, but if I can bring something in to the whole class, then they're willing to do that. So I need something that is kind of even tone for the whole type classrooms for their test. Because I'm not the only one that gets anxiety. There's other ones in the class.
Well, you know, if using music to help anxiety, then I would suggest, you know, some of the earlier stuff that, you know, I had played, for example, tonight or other people, nice, gentle, relaxing, slow pulsed music. It used to be, they did some work a long time ago, and with classical music, they found that it was the adagio, slower portions of music, pulsed at about 60 beats per minute. So if you have music that's kind of pulsed just as I was speaking just then, it'll probably calm you down.
I had an acquaintance when I was doing a local show in St. Louis years ago, Jonathan. He produced a tape for babies to stop crying.
Yeah.
And it was a soothing music, but the babies apparently would stop crying.
Well, you know, George, very interesting. One of my first recordings was called Dolphin Dreams. I created it for the birth of my son Joshua many years ago, and it still is one that we produce and put out, and it's got the sound of ocean, heartbeat, coral voices, and dolphins. And it's been, I initially created it for his birth, but also we found it was very, very effective for when he was trying to sleep. And I get reports back from nurses in hospitals that say that babies with colic, it takes care of them. So the use of sound to really work with infants is great.
Can't unborn babies also pick up sounds while they're still in the mother's womb?
Well, what's really interesting about this, George, is that a baby's hearing system, if you like, develops as between 9 and 12 weeks in utero. So by about the third month, the child is actually able to hear and perceive. What's interesting is sound is the very first sense that is developed. Obviously, it's developed in utero. The infant can pick up the sound of the mother's voice, and a lot of people obviously are now playing different types of music for, you know, the baby in utero. But also, it's the last sound, it's the last sense that leaves us when we pass on. There's a book called the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which
yes,
actually...
I've read that book.
It actually translates. The actual translation is the Tibetan Book of Hearing in the Bardo. The Bardo is the place in between planes that the spirit or soul goes to before it makes its final transition. And apparently, the spirit, according to the Tibetan, the belief system, the spirit can actually hear at that point, which is why a lot of the monks, etc., will be chanting over the body because they can actually hear it. And of course, there's stories of people who have passed on and come back, been revived, and they can still hear. I'm not talking about going out of body. They're still in their body, and that's the last sense to leave. It's the first sense to be developed and the last sense to leave.
Tell me about Gregorian chants. How come they seem to have some tremendous effects on people?
Well, and this was actually the work of Dr. Alfred Tomatis. We could spend a whole evening talking about his work, but he basically found indeed that the child in utero was basically able to hear, and he did a lot of work and created something called the electronic ear. But the Gregorian chant is very, very full and rich of harmonics. And because they're full of harmonics, that they stimulate the ear and they stimulate the brain. According to Dr. Tomatis, about 90% of the brain's charge comes from sound. So sound is actually nourishment to the brain, and specific sounds. Some sounds Dr. Tomatis found, and Dr. Tomatis is this wonderful otolaryngologist from France, and did really, really groundbreaking work. Some sounds can fatigue the brain, but other sounds that are rich in harmonics, and we were talking about harmonics before, can really stimulate the brain.
You have a new CD, which we're not going to play tonight, but it's called The Ultimate Om. Is that how it's...
Yes, Ultimate Om, and that was actually recorded after I did a... I was called down to New York about a week and a half, well, I guess it was 2 weeks now after 9/11 to do a workshop. And so what happened was that while I was there, I really became aware of an extraordinary amount of fear. And where, you know, basically this fear hasn't left us. And I wanted to create something that basically was just a sound, a tone, that would really help people, stabilize people, and they could almost have it going on in the background, almost subliminally, where you couldn't hear it, and it would balance the hemispheres of the brain and put them into a state of harmony. And I actually have it playing in the background here just for myself, almost subliminally. So that's Ultimate Om. It's a very, very nice recording. It sounds like a room full of maybe hundreds or even thousands of people just chanting this waveform of Om. It's really nice. Thank you for asking about that.
Oh, that's okay. Do they play sounds in prisons to calm the inmates down, do you know?
Well, I mean, I'm sure if they have Walkman, and they really should. And at times we do donate CDs to prisons, you know, when people write us and ask us for this because, you know, we're here to assist the planet and assist the people. And it really, really would be helpful. We don't realize the power of sound. And I'm so grateful for this experience and this opportunity to be able to share with you and your listeners just a little bit of the power of sound to heal and transform. And really just de-stressing people is so important.
How's your server doing, by the way, John?
I haven't bothered to look. That'll stress me out, George.
We're going to have to play one of the relaxing sounds just to calm you down, huh?
Right. At least. Listen to Ultimate Om.
Stay with us, Jonathan. We'll be back with you in just a moment. We'll continue to take phone calls as they are jamming up right here on Coast to Coast AM.
KFI News.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
I'm Sam Bonta. This is the 4:30 news on KFI. Jurors at the Scott Peterson murder trial have gotten a first-hand look at a search of the Peterson home after Lacey disappeared. KFI's Laura Engel is in Redwood City, and she has the latest.
The video was made nearly 2 months after Lacey Peterson disappeared. The silent film felt like a voyeuristic odyssey into a life interrupted. We looked into the closet of Scott and Lacey, her bedroom chest of drawers, even inside her makeup drawer in the bathroom. Detective Craig Grogan returned to the witness stand to continue his testimony, which picked back up with his search warrant video. Jurors also saw the baby's nursery that seemed to be turned into a storage room by Scott Peterson while his wife was still missing. In Redwood City, Laura Engel, KFI News.
Now, this should make your day. The vote could happen as soon as this morning on whether your phone bill will increase. Some consumer activists blame SBC. SBC owns most of the phone network in California and is asking the Public Utilities Commission to make it more expensive for smaller providers to tap in.
Who does that hit? It hits small community-based companies that are based in towns and cities in California and are there to serve the specific needs of the people in those towns.
The Utility Reform Network's Regina Costa says regular people will be hit with higher costs, but SBC says that's not guaranteed to happen. The Pentagon is expected to announce the closing of 35% of Cold War-era military bases over the next decade. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will address the Congress later today. The report says changes will result in the most profound reordering of overseas forces in 50 years. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks at 4:30. I'm Sam Botta, KFI News.
Traffic presented by Lexus Dealers.
I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KLA, in the KFI's Traffic Center, LAX 405 West 4th Century Boulevard to La Sierra. The left lane is closed for real Caltrans Road work. Downtown LA, 110 South, Olympic 223rd Street. The two left lanes closed here. Eagle Rock 2 South, Eagle Rock 2, the 5, two lanes are closed. And San Clemente 5 South at Barcelona. The Barcelona off-ramp also closed for Caltrans. This report is brought to you by Cost Plus. Getting your home ready for fall? Don't forget about your windows. Come to Cost Plus World Market and save 10% on velvet window panels. In rich new fall colors, these lush window panels look great, and they'll keep out the draft. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports for Lexus dealers. I'm Rebecca Campbell in the KFI Traffic Center.
Bill Handel Mornings.
Because it was a South American guy, Brazil versus the United States, who would have gone, goat. And here he is, the third of the news, goat.
No, he doesn't care.
No, yeah,
he lives to make that goal.
I know.
Believe me.
Bill Handel, this morning, 5 to 9.
On KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Are you losing your hair?
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss.
At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Order risk-free now by calling 800-731-9907. 800-731-9907. Call 800-731-9907 now.
Are you ready to do dating the right way? My name is Jeffrey Burns, and I created the only system out there connecting people by the telephone or the internet into one giant dating network. The problem with other dating sites is that thousands of impersonal text messages are sent out and deleted because, let's face it, text has no personality. On One Special Love, we have found that a lot can be learned from the sound of someone's voice, making it easier to connect. With One Special Love, you can use your computer, your cell phone, you can call from work or call from home, and you can pick up your messages or mingle with thousands of members who are on the network. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com. In the last 7 years, I have personally received over 400 wedding notices and thousands of thank yous. I am totally convinced that this is the best way to meet other singles. Call 866-614-7777 or log on to onespeciallove.com.
I have been a customer of AIS, Auto Insurance Specialists, for over 10 years. That's how long I've been telling you about these folks. They have saved me literally tens of thousands of dollars over the years, money that I don't pay or haven't paid for insurance that I would be quoted from other insurance companies. Boy, is that impressive. Not only do I want you to compare what you're now paying to what AIS is going to charge you, you call these folks and they're going to give you the rates of insurance companies like Geico or Progressive and many more, and you can compare for yourself. So why would you call anyone else? They reshop their carriers at every renewal to make sure your coverage works, that you're still saving the most amount of money. They have multiple policy discounts. I have both auto and homeowners, which means I save an additional 15% on top of the already great price. They do renter's insurance. Call them at 1-800-777-4AIS, AISinsurance.com on the net, 1-800-777-4AIS.
Get more of what you come here for.
John Ziegler, tonight 10 to 1, KFI AM 640.
Coast AM with George Norrie. To reach George from west of the Rockies, dial 800-618-8255. From east of the Rockies, dial 800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach George by dialing area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach George by dialing your in-country Sprint access number and pressing option 5. Then dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie on Premier Radio Networks.
Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, our guest will be Father Andrew Wingate. His prophecies, I'm looking forward to that. And if you want to get stories like Father Wingate's prophecies, you can subscribe to the After Dark newsletter, where you get 14 issues for the price of 12. Call 1-888-727-5505. You can also go online, safe and secure, at coasttocoastam.com. Well, it's storm season, and so be sure you're ready for it. And to help face the hurricane season, the Sea Crane Company has decided to put the Free Play Plus on sale right now. And with this simple tool on hand, it's a good one. You're well on your way to coping with any untimely power failure, and you'll get the essential news and information you need and a very powerful LED flashlight as well. Imagine the hassle of looking for batteries during a storm. Not a problem with the Free Play. It never needs batteries. You just crank it up. Turn it on. It even has a solar panel, so when the sun comes up again, you can set the radio out there in the light to power it up. And right now, the Free Play on sale for $99.95. Go to ccradio.com to order the Free Play Plus on sale for $99.95, and that, of course, includes free ground shipping. Or call the Sea Crane Company when they open up the phones at 6:30 in the morning Pacific time at 800-522-8863. The number again for the Free Play Plus is 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com. Hey, investors, would you like to know how to make 100, 200, even 300% profit in your savings and retirement accounts? Do you know which investment experts say could make that happen? Gold. James Turk, well-known economist and gold expert, recently told Barron's magazine that a weak dollar and rising budget deficits could push gold over $1,500, 300% higher than where it trades today, and history agrees. Last time interest rates started to rise from these levels, gold rose more than 2,000%. Are you ready to take advantage? If you'd like to know more, call the experts that I trust with my gold investing, Lear Financial, good people, 1-800-474-4259. Ask for that free gold profit guide and learn how even a small investment into gold today could turn into a huge savings and retirement nest egg. Call 1-800-474-4259 now, and you'll also receive the special audio, The Gold Boom Ahead, a $29 value. The gold guide, the audio tape, are free with no obligation. Call 1-800-474-4259. That's 1-800-474-4259.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Come on, guys. Call now for your free month supply of Avacor. Call 1-800-475-1420. That's 1-800-475-1420. Wouldn't it be great to have more hair? Call 1-800-475-1420. 1-800-475-1420.
Everything you need to know before 9 a.m.
Bill Handel, this morning, 5 to 9, KFI, AM 640, KFI.
Well, we're back. I'm George Norrie, Jonathan Goldman, our guest. Jonathan, of all the work that you have done in this area, is there one thing that stands out the most, that fascinates you the most about how it is, what it is?
That's a great question, and my goodness gracious,
so good, I baffled you.
George, this journey into sound, which really began a long time ago in the early 1980s, continues to be an unfolding process for me, so that each and every time I have some sort of major transformational experience, it just keeps getting better and better. I could sit and just tell you extraordinary, but would seem to be, supernatural stories about sound, about creating light in an ancient Mayan temple in Palenque, or this or that. But the experience just continues to go more and more. This new recording that I've done, divine name, the sound of the God Code, that is very, very exciting. I was actually, strangely enough, listening to it, meditating, when all of a sudden the CD started skipping, and I kind of sat up, and then it stopped. And I know that, that it was at that exact moment that my website went offline. It's as though I have this new book coming out that I wrote with my wife called Tantra of Sound. Now, Tantra is basically the glue that or the web that holds the universe together, and sound is the glue that keeps the web together. So as you become more and more attuned to the power of sound, you become more and more attuned just to all of reality, and it's just a wonderful blessing and a gift and something I really like to empower people with because it changes their lives.
Back to the phones we go. Wildcard line, it's your turn. Thanks for holding. Hi.
Hey, George.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
This is a great show. I actually want to become a music teacher myself. I'm looking into colleges now.
Good for you. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Downtown PA.
PA, Pennsylvania. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I wanted to ask Mr. Goldman if I've been playing around with, like, the brainwave generator programs.
Uh-huh.
Like, the ones that tune your brain to, like, you know, the frequency of 8 hertz or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Set it at a, yeah. Well, I want to know if you knew any ones that were good for, like really good relaxation, because I've been just having really bad negative vibes lately, I guess. And if you know anything else that would be good for, like, the whole, you were talking about the altered consciousness thing.
Yeah, actually, I have a really good article on my website on sonic entrainment. So I'm going to direct you there, and you can read all about it, and read about different frequencies and what people have thought of that would be most effective. Is that an okay answer? Because
yeah, sure. I was actually there earlier today. I was looking at it before you were on the show.
Oh, good. So did you read the one on sonic entrainment?
No, I was reading the one that was talking about the tuning forks.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary what sound can do. And once again, we're all unique vibratory beings, so if you've got these different brainwave generator tools around, see what works for you. And that is what I can most recommend, because our nervous systems are different, and you might do well at 8 hertz, you might do well at 4 hertz, you might do well at 2 hertz.
All right.
Experiment.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
great. Thank you. Appreciate you being part of the program. You know, you were telling me that you've written a new book with your wife.
Yes.
Her name's Andy, by the way,
yes,
right?
That's right.
Is she into this music and the sounds as well?
Yeah, she works with me, and it's just a wonderful, blessed thing, George. I am so grateful. She is, she works with me, and we teach together, and I have to tell you that she'd never written a book before, and I've written a few. I've written Healing Sounds and then Shifting Frequencies in a novel called The Lost Chord, and working together on this one, which basically is designed as a tool to teach people how to use sound to enhance intimacy with themselves or with a partner, whatever is most appropriate. It was really making us both walk the walk as opposed to just talk the talk, because it's really easy to talk, you know, and say, well, I do this and that, and then you go home and you fight. But we were actually able to, you know, if we reach some sort of disharmony, we just look at each other and make sound together and all of a sudden get in resonance together. It was an extraordinary opportunity to test if what we were writing was true, and it turned out to be true.
If a couple gets along and then they have a falling out and they part, maybe they go separate ways, could one say that their vibrations were out of kilter?
Yes, I would definitely say so. I think that really, in terms of, and, you know, astrologers have looked at this as one term, and I look at astrology as sort of a frequency-based phenomena. But basically, I think sometimes your frequencies change. I think we are constantly always shifting frequencies, whether it's our physical body, emotional body, our mental body, or our spiritual body. And when we get out of disharmony, we're almost like beating against each other, like two notes that just are really discordant.
That's true. You know what I've always said too, Jonathan, when things are just clicking along, I use the phrase, you're in the groove.
Yeah.
And to me, it's almost like the groove of a record.
Yes.
You remember?
Yeah, totally. I do remember LPs.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast Around with Jonathan Goldman. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, George.
Welcome.
Yeah, Jonathan. This is Darian Lynn in Kyla, Montana.
Hi, Darian.
I had a comment and then a question. I've been working with sounds and healing and actually used your CD Chakra Chants with some of my work for a while, and I got a lot of really good responses to it. I don't know how to ask this, but I've developed a technique of adjusting the human spine by using symbols that the Creator has given me in some various tones and colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find anyone who's willing to listen to me, or a doctor that's even willing to entertain the idea. And it's very, very distracting and frustrating to have all these talents. And I've been thinking about sending you an email because of the level of work that you do. But the techniques that I have, I can actually snap my finger and readjust someone's complete spinal column. And cool. It has a lot to do with frequencies and tones and mm-hmm. kind of like a holographic higher spiritual model of the self. And then I guess my question would be, have you ever used any of the software generators that take a word and turn it into a tone?
I thought I invented that one. Listen, first of all, the work with sound and the spine is you're not alone. There are a number of people who are doing it. There's Dr. Jeff Tompkins, Thompson out in, I think he's in San Diego. I have a friend of mine named Dr. June, who's written a book called Song of the Spine, where she basically uses different frequencies for the spine. So there are lots of different ways of doing that. And, you just hit on something, which is transducing words into frequencies, yes?
Yes, basically, and the biggest frustration I have is I can't find anyone to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the chiropractors don't want to validate it, even though I've done work on a person who's 62 and she looks like she has the spine of a 20-year-old who swims every day.
That's brilliant. Are you a chiropractor?
No, actually, I'm a interdimensional being kind of lost in transit here.
We'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyways, I'd like to send you an email and maybe we could strike up a conversation in regards to some of these things.
Sure, that sounds good. You can reach me via the website when it's back on, which I know will be soon. Okay.
Oh, you'll get blasted for the next 3 weeks, Jonathan. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anne.
I'd like to share a few tuned-in experiences that I've had.
Sure.
They have to do with pitch, tone, and vibration, if I may, George.
Okay.
And thank you for the call. Jonathan, these are all such interesting questions that you bring to mind. You don't get to ponder in these questions very often.
I'm glad you were able to ponder them.
Yeah. Thank you. The experience is, I was about 4 years old. I had a fever of about 106.5. They put me in ice. It only went up. That continued for about a month. During this time, I do recall some of the senses, if you will. The sense of feeling of being very small in a large body. The dreams that I had during the fever. I guess the best way to describe it was like a large molecule, and I was very small next to the molecule. That doesn't make very much sense, but that's very difficult to explain. And then the sound, most importantly, the vibration, the high-pitched whistle, the pulsation of the sound. I have out-of-body experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had them since, you know, that age. I'm 28 now. I believe, you know, this fever as to why I have the out-of-body experiences. And color also seems to be a key factor.
Well, they're interrelated.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not sure.
And the sounds that you experienced, I mean, it's not unusual for people when they're either out-of-body or in other dimensionalities to experience color sounds, and did you see any geometric forms as well?
I think she's on the radio listening to your responses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so, it's really interesting, those high-pitched sounds, particularly, I don't know, you might have heard in either the chakra dance or the crown chakra or chakra chants, crown chakra, we use very, very high-pitched sounds. And those seem to be a lot of these interdimensional sounds that are there. They're very, very high harmonic sounds, and it's real interesting. And sounds can, of course, be encoded with light, color, geometry, and information. And sometimes you're out there and you're being encoded with these sounds, and you don't know what the heck is being said to you, and only much later, in an almost really subtle body effect, will this information come to you. I hope this makes a little sense.
Do you think the universe has sound?
Yeah, sure.
I do, too.
I mean, what's hilarious, George, is that some months ago they made a discovery that supposedly the Big Bang was a note that was a B-flat 40 octaves below middle C on a piano, and then some people wrote me asking if I knew what the frequency was, and I knew they wanted to have a tuning fork made of the Big Bang, and I suggested to them that 40 octaves below middle C is somewhat like the sound of a rock singing. In other words, it's incredibly slow, a rock singing, and you know, in other words, if a rock is singing, we could not really be able to hear it because it's so slow, and 40 octaves below would be probably a waveform every couple of years or something like that. But I think that, there are people. Pythagoras was supposed to be Pythagoras was the father of geometry, also at a school in Greece that taught people how to use sound as a healing modality. And he supposedly had the ability of hearing the sounds of the heavenly bodies, the music of the spheres.
I think we had the sound of the universe some time ago, and it was a weird sound.
Probably sounded a little bit like the harp recording.
Yes.
I've heard something like that, you know.
Absolutely. Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Well, I'm Kent from Kansas City, Missouri.
It's been a great show.
I've already thought all of this about sound. It's just been great to hear it put into a scientific thing because it's just the way songs have called to me in the past. I kind of have an off-the-wall question for you, Jonathan. I hope you can help me. There's a song in the movie Serendipity. Now, I don't know if you guys remember it or have seen it. The girl that John Cusack is chasing is dating a guy who's in a band, and he's trying to toy around with music that's from India or Tibet. I'm not sure where, and he's putting it kind of to a rock beat. And I was so disappointed at the end of this movie because they don't have anything in the credits. I believe in the movie's name is Lars, and Jonathan, I'm not sure if you can help me at all if you know, because some of your music really kind of triggered in my mind that, man, maybe this guy knows who this is.
This one I'm drawing a blank on. I was good at Ella Fitzgerald, and if you'd said the movie,
Well, one second question before, because I was really get in here, so you can't help me on that one. But one last thing. I've heard about Kellers and with the sound. How about sense and smells? Does anything go along with sound on that? Thank you for the time.
Wow, really good question, and I would like to suggest that I think there's an interrelationship between color and sound. I think there's an interrelationship between smell and sound, but I don't necessarily think that they are interrelated for and the same thing for every person. There's something called synesthesia, for example, where people see sounds or they will hear colors, and the thing is that no one seems to agree, though, that the color red is seen as the note C, or the color red is seen as the note G, and there are very different ways of dealing with this. In my book, Shifting Frequencies, I actually have a pretty interesting chapter on this whole conundrum of our colors speeded up sounds, or are they different energies altogether? This is still, the jury's still out on this one. No one knows.
Very good. What time? Ah, we don't have any more time. We don't have time for any more calls, Jonathan. The clock is got us. But once again, why don't you get that toll-free phone number out and your website, please?
Great. Thank you, George. It's 1-800-246-9764. That's 1-800-246-9764, or www.healingsounds, that's healingsounds with an S at the end, .com. You could try jonathangoldman.com if you know how to spell Jonathan right. It's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. There are a million different ways of spelling Jonathan, and that's why I usually give out the healing sounds. Thank you, George.
There's something about sounds that, I guess, help the body fight whatever it has, isn't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. And, you know, for example, I will frequently use the Holy Harmony myself if I feel like I'm coming down with a cold, because I feel like the tuning forks create almost like this if you like, sonic environment that creates an antiseptic thing that, deletes any imbalances. So I like that a lot. Thank you.
Jonathan, thank you. Appreciate you being on the program.
It's been a huge pleasure.
For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, the webmaster, Sean LaDesour, Barbara Simpson, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. But a week left in the cave, and then it's back to Los Angeles. Until then, I'll see you on our next program. Be safe, everyone.
This is KFI.
Well, looky here, folks. Former President Carter has weighed in on Iraq. You know, there's no greater example of a guy who knows how to lose foreign entanglements than old Jimmy Carter, and he's not broken his record here. He now says the best way to stop violence in Iraq is to set a date for us to get out. That's also one of the many positions that John Kerry has taken to appeal to his kook anti-war base. Jimmy said that the main thing that sustains violence in Iraq is the apparent long-term presence of U.S. troops. He wants our troops out by early next year. Now, since you Democrats like nuances, I've got some for you. First, violence is not caused by our presence in Iraq. It's caused by terrorists who want to fight us in Iraq or here or wherever we happen to be. Another nuance, Jimmy, the best way to stop the violence is for us to defeat them. I know, America victorious is a radical concept to some Democrats. Let me explain how it works. We don't try to appease the terrorists. We don't try to talk them into being nice by promising to leave by a certain date. These are not stupid people. All they're going to do is wait for us to leave like Jimmy wants us to leave. They'll probably even cut the violence down a little bit, so maybe we'll leave earlier. After we're gone, they reestablish a fundamentalist Islamic terrorist regime that behead's people, their own people. No, we don't want to do it that way. Jimmy, here's what we want to do. We hunt them down. We apprehend them. And if that fails, we kill them. I know this radical concept, Jimmy, it has a name, and I know it's a foreign name, some of you as well, it's called Victory, with a V.
More.
Individual deaths as a sign of success or failure, it's about time we ban the weak.
Stimulating.
We can know his sincerity. It didn't exist.
Talk radio. Southern California's KFI. News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
Putting the brakes on a bill for illegal alien drivers. I'm Gary Hoffman. This is the 5 o'clock news on KFI. Illegal aliens being denied driver's licenses in California. KFI's Jay Lawrence reports live on the governor's meeting.